Alrighty, Joel Radio is back with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Joel Radio.
Hey,
podcasting.
There it is, my mic's on.
Yeah, right. There it is. It was on, it was just low. Podcast for the discriminating listener.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You are behind the velvet rope of podcasting right now. You're in the VIP room.
Champagne room, bitches! We up in this motherfucking champagne room! Make it rain! Oh, I think I see Pac-Man Jones over there.
That's right. We're not mainstream. We haven't sold out to the man.
No.
On radio. Been trying to sell out for years, yeah.
I'd sell out to anybody.
Somebody buy us. It's for sale. Don't trust me.
Jesus.
It's pretty easy to get if you want it, but Joel
Gino
Radio.
Lotrimon could buy ad time on that show. I would sell out.
Gallagher could be buy us.
Yeah, we'll run that Geico ad.
Yeah, so anyway. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Joel. It's Corey. How you doing over there, Corey?
Shalom.
And we're here for another Joel Radio. What's up, man?
You seen the Geico ad with Gallagher?
Yeah, because you made me watch it before the show.
Thanks for
sorry for
breaking the illusion.
That we haven't been talking to each other for an hour already today.
I know.
We've done a whole show that wasn't taped.
Joel and I should just stop talking to each other ever because we just put it all on tape.
Well, one day we'll have a device that will record, you know, in audio and video fashion everything we ever say or do.
Right.
And then that'll be the show.
Okay.
I guess, you know, we can just...
No, because we say nastier shit on the phone.
Right. Oh, fuck. I got so much I want to... You know, there's stuff that... I just wrote down a list of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
And now I want to talk about something that's not on the list, and I haven't cleared it with you.
So no, you're getting...
Bad.
You're getting
now
louder?
I feel bad, because I talked to you privately, without mentioning names.
Yeah.
We have acquaintances that did a... I mean, I gotta believe, and we believe... That this is a work, but there is a couple.
You believe it's a work.
Of course, in wrestling, in the wrestling vocabulary, it would be a work that there's a couple that did a. I mean, it must have been a like synchronized Facebook status update. We are now single thing. Like, it's like they put out a press release that they broke up. It's the most unbelievable bullshit.
It's kind of like they pushed the button at the same time.
But I mean, how do you like?
Well, so that would mean that would be like you know, we're both on computers right now,
right? Yes,
in the palatial studio.
Sure,
they would have to like simultaneously hit the button, right?
I guess, yeah.
Like, are you ready?
But wait a minute.
All right, good.
But the premise is this: if you're not in a relationship with each other, what are you doing synchronizing your computers? Okay, even
they
like,
live
okay.
together.
And they still live together.
Well, I don't think they do now. I don't know what's about. Look, I don't want to...
They're this couple that is just...
I don't want to air...
They've broken up and gotten back together multiple times.
Yeah.
And they're just drama queens, and it's just... I can't be more annoyed.
Okay. But I don't want to... they are my friends.
They
and
are
I don't
your
wanna...
friends, and I'm not saying they don't have to be your friends.
You
want to
talk about annoying.
In this particular act, they are... Look, you're getting married, okay?
You want to talk about annoying?
Yeah, wait.
They're invited to my wedding.
I know
they just
are.
Broke up.
Okay. You're getting married, and you've got less lovey-dovey relationship on your Facebook, and your wedding date is, you know what I mean? Like, it's more, but my point is like, okay, you and I, when you quit the show, we had less contact then than they had when they, you know what I mean? Like, it was still like, we didn't synchronize
thing. You and I literally fought for about 2 weeks.
Well,
I understand that,
but I'm saying like, it's still like. If I broke up with a girl, I wouldn't be like, you know. I mean, here's the thing. My relationship status is like just there's no status. And I like it that
you
way.
You just leave
it's
it.
Just like, it's
leave
just,
it be.
It's like, who gives a shit?
Now, does Heather like it that way?
She's fine with that.
Okay.
She's fine with it. Because it's like, you know what? That's my business. And it's like, I'm not, you know.
Well.
Because all that says is if it says I'm in a relationship on Facebook, it's like, that's just like a fucking gate. That's like the pussy blocker. That's all that is, you know, hey, girls, if you're going to try to hook up with Joel, don't do it now because this thing is up there. And I told my girlfriend, it's like, look, I don't need that. I'm not picking up chicks on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So why do this annoying bullshit?
The pussy shield?
The pussy shield, yes.
Why do you think they make you wear a ring?
The tactical, exactly, it's the same shit.
It's a pussy shield.
Why have this fucking Star Wars defense system of, you know, chicks when it's just, who cares? And why be confident in your relationship?
You know what, forget the ring. Why don't they just tape solar panels to my dick?
What
like you know what I mean? The solar shield.
Like
tiles.
It just if it comes out of its, you know, like casing.
The tiles on the bottom of the space shuttle. You know,
it'll burn up on reentry.
Yeah, they catch flare with it.
Well, I mean, it's like, but I mean, so now you're on Facebook, and now you've just like opened the floodgates to, hey, come fuck me. Yeah. I mean, is that what you're saying? I mean, what are you saying?
I'm gonna let out a dirty little secret to the ladies of America.
Yeah, go ahead.
Skank hoes don't be Karen. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Right. It doesn't really matter on some level, but it's like you're giving permission for guys to creep on you or something. It's just weird.
Well, it does matter. It does matter for. All right. Should we do a little podcast math here?
Sure.
All right. It does matter to what percentage of women do you think when you say you're in a relationship, you're married, you're this and that, that's a no fly zone?
That they actually don't.
Right,
they would never. That's a sanctity to them, and they would not break that. I think there's a. I think it's like maybe 50-50.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give the ladies the benefit of the doubt.
More 70, 80.
And I'm gonna say 65%
of women. 65%
of women. 65% of women
would not. Yeah,
wouldn't do that to the sisters. And they're the sisterhood.
Fine,
and they go, okay, he's off limits.
Yeah,
but that's gonna leave a little percentage there.
Right.
That's gonna leave 35%. And that's wide open. Now, men, when they put up, when they see that a woman is married, I think that keeps 0% of men from hitting on you.
It is, well, but it's still a women's thing, like, hey, I'm married, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me revise
it. It says I'm married.
3% of men who are so pussy whipped, they're even afraid to do it for fear of getting busted.
I was talking to a guy once about, like...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every guy looks at a girl who's married and goes, that ain't gonna
I'm trying
work.
To...
That ain't gonna
last. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to say this. I was talking to a guy who was on the road a lot, and he was playing this place, and I said, isn't it all married? Like, he had this gig that was kind of a good gig, but I go, yeah, but it's got to be lonely because it's just a bunch of married broads at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, who do you think's fucking you? He goes, the single girls, they're all hanging out with their girlfriends.
Sure.
He's like, it's the married women on their getaways that are banging. That's what this guy told me.
Well, that's,
that's pretty good advice.
Yeah, that's a very solid advice.
He goes,
because
the single girls are having too much fun to fuck you. You know,
well,
it's like
when you get to a certain age.
Right, and it's just this is a man of a certain age.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a man of a certain age. But anyway,
it's an age certainly higher.
But
than
I just I was so annoyed with this Facebook the other night when I saw that, and then 80, and then it's like, and then there's a flood of comments, and it's like you're just asking for comments. It's like you're asking for, like, why not throw a fucking parade for your being single? Well, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, this is why we didn't. You know, we don't put a bunch of stuff up.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Because I don't. What do you want people to comment on how wonderful?
But I mean, like, if you break up or something, like you're getting married and or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I broke up with Heather, I would tell you.
Yeah.
Because you're my friend.
Sure.
But these other people, why do they? I mean, do they need to know? Do they need to know I'm dating somebody new? Oh, you know.
You know, we still have a couple weeks for this marriage to fall through.
You
and
do,
if it does,
yeah.
Or you know, if I get divorced. Oh, I'm getting a, you know what? Forget Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm taking out an ad.
If you get divorced?
Yeah. An ad in Variety run? I'm
going to
run
it. I don't know what that is. But,
who
Craigslist ad is free, so you can just do that, too.
Boom.
But anyway.
Boom, shalaka, laka, boom.
But, you know, my point is that, you know, it's like you're just looking for more attention. They're not. My point is that their relationship isn't serious. Their breakup isn't serious. Nothing serious because it's all turned into publicity for you on Facebook. It's all about getting attention. And the fact that you're breaking up is an attention getter. When you get back together, you'll get attention for that. And you know what? Who really cares? What is it? You going to be on Us Weekly?
you know, I mean, I think you're being a little hard on them.
I think it's silly. I think it's silly. And no wonder your relationship fails. Because when you put it out there in public, it means you don't take it seriously. There's no sanctity to the relationship when you're on Facebook every 2 minutes telling each other how you love, you know, it's ridiculous.
The rage in you.
Well, it's a ridiculous thing.
I thought it was curious that they put it up at the exact same time.
I mean, yeah.
When we got engaged, we like hit it at the same time on Facebook. Because we both were like, well, let's just leak this out now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because if she put it up and then I didn't.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I kind of get that, but right. It's too.
We're also an old couple.
Yeah, you've been around a while. But
most people weren't surprised, but then like people I went to high school with and stuff were like, oh my God.
But this also the other thing about it is that this couple does all this stuff when they're together that they've never been more in love.
Yeah. Well,
then I mean, literally, there's Facebook posts from 2 days ago about how much and literally from the weekend they went to some event and they were so in love and look how cute we look together and blah blah blah, and then 3 days relationship as single. Go fuck yourself. Nothing you meant means anything now. Everything that you said was a lie the whole time. Now your breakup's a lie. It's all a big charade.
You can't
it's a
handle
big phony
you,
bunch
you
of
you can't handle anybody's happiness.
No, I'm in a relationship. I'm fine. I've been in many relationships and then, you know, whatever. It's nobody's business.
Well,
if you don't treat it as your own personal business, if it just becomes like a Gucci bag that's under your arm, is that you're dating some guy? That's really not the way to treat it.
Well, that's how people are though now.
Yeah, but
people
are idiots.
That's really how. There's a lot of people that the internet is their own personal.
Well,
look,
it's their own personal soapbox. It's their own, you know.
I think that this particular couple really does love each other, and I don't get why they break up all the time. But I've seen them fight. So
yeah, I mean,
I've seen them fight, look, and you know what? I tend to find that the relationships with the most energy in them, generally. Well, that's not all entirely.
Well, listen,
we don't fight. By the way, I don't really fight. We don't fight very much.
I don't know if you
all.
And Amy fight.
We really don't. I'm being honest.
I've never really heard you say you fought. I mean, being honest, and I'm only saying that because you're saying it. I wouldn't blow your shit out, but, you know.
We've had a couple of fights. It's not like we've never fought. But, I mean, we've had maybe five in, like, 6 years. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
how many fights do you hear me complaining about?
You fight occasionally.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But you know that, and that's fine. Sure. I mean, granted, I'm saying it on a radio show, but I'm saying it for demonstrative purposes.
I would say you guys fight at a higher clip than we do, for sure.
I don't know what you do because you don't, you know, whatever.
But that doesn't make the relationship any worse. I think a lot of times couples that fight are the ones that are interested.
And no, I agree with that.
There's
but at
some
the
energy
same time,
involved
it's,
there.
It's also like I don't know what the goal is. What is the goal?
You've dated chicks that you weren't really that into, and you kind of were like, yeah, whatever. And it was kind of a placeholder for a while,
I guess.
Because you were, you know.
Like a couple, but I was into, you know, I was into chicks that broke my heart, and chicks were into me that I broke their heart too, but, you know. And then there was the mutual, then there was, you know.
Some girls.
Mutual nuclear annihilation. That happened to you a couple times.
Some girls are a Hyundai Elantra. Right?
Okay.
And some are, you know, some girls are an Audi. You know what I'm saying? Like there's, you know what I mean?
What is this girl we're talking about? What is she?
I'm just saying, there's like some girls that you date them because they're there.
Okay.
And they've consented to take their clothes off.
I'm with you on this. What is this relationship?
I'm not talking about
this relationship that we're talking about though?
I'm not talking about you and I currently.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you and I have both dated girls that we weren't that into.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not fighting with them, then chances are it's not. No.
Yeah, but my feeling.
Or you can
is,
go the other way. Like Amy and I have. We really literally don't fight, and I'm not trying to be like a dick about it.
Yeah.
We just don't fight very much.
Right.
I mean,
that's
like,
fine.
Not
I,
like
you know,
major
whatever.
Fights. It'll be like, hey, would you.
So your whole premise that you just laid out doesn't apply to you.
Well, I'm not saying every
couples that fight are great together.
Every relationship is like a snowflake.
Oh.
Every cock and every pussy cave, every magical sweet honey pot that you stick your wick in, they're all different.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I'm going to have to test that theory. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you have to try it a lot. That's what I'm saying. It's like a...
I take that. I accept that challenge.
Well, everybody goes, oh, it's just cola. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, well, and
there's a difference between Coke and RC.
In 2009...
You
got to
try them all, you know?
I was on to that. I was testing that theory, but, you know...
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
Whatever. I don't want to get into anybody's personal business. Yeah, I do. Fuck them. Look, they have broken up multiple times, and they do it in public.
But it's just,
so I guess you have a right to be annoyed.
Just stop with that.
Yeah.
Stop with that. You're not fucking J-Lo. You're not Kim Kardashian. Right. Just stop.
I would say stop with that because you have a wedding invite, and you're canceling on
that. And that's true,
you
too.
Mother.
That's true, too. But, it is affecting other people, though, too.
Is it?
Well, it's affecting you. It's affecting your wedding plans.
Yeah.
By the way, if I can talk about this, and this is something I probably should talk to you off the air on, but I think it's kind of funny, so I didn't breach the subject.
Oh, no, what?
I have just to ask you this, and just give me an honest answer. Is there a bachelor party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was told, you don't have to give me any details or anything, I was asked because, like, my girlfriend got a shower or something. What is there? It's a bachelorette. That's
she
what
got a bachelorette
it.
Invite?
She gets a bachelorette invite, and she goes, when's the bachelor party? Yeah. And with a straight face, my hand on a stack of Bibles, I go, I don't know of any bachelor party.
Yeah.
Which is a completely honest answer.
No, it was.
And I took such a fucking pile of shit for that answer.
Well,
because I'm like, well, why is Corey
you took
not
a pile of-
I took so much shit over, I don't know what the bachelor party is.
Well, first of all, there won't be any flyers.
Okay.
Now, this is her bachelor. Her bridesmaids are making flyers, and right. You know they're doing the whole thing, and they want them gotten them bossed.
I mean, maybe it's the first rule about Fight Club is we don't talk. But still, all I'm asking you is that I was asked and I was told, and like when I gave an honest answer, took a bunch of fucking bullshit.
We are going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, that sounds
good.
We're
gonna play some skee ball.
Sure.
And then after that, we're going to go see a Kirk Franklin concert.
Really? Okay.
And we're going to have a Bible study afterwards.
All right,
and
see,
and talk about our
family. All you had to say was we were going go-kart racing, and it would have been some sort of plausible, middle, innocuous thing.
Well, we might go golfing, too. You have clubs?
No. I can get clubs, though. My dad's got clubs. Right. I can get clubs. Well, okay. I wanted to know that there is one. And I'm asking you, because I wanted to, on the record, ask you.
Yeah, no, there is.
That's why I asked you. Because when my girlfriend asked me if there was one, the look on her face when I said, I don't know, was like, well, why would you not know that there's a bachelor party?
No, because women plan their shit out, and they make a map. Right. And we just worked this weekend at the Comedy Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a bachelor party. There was a bachelorette party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This girl had these lights that were that were like 2 feet long.
I don't even know what that was. It was like a wand of lights.
Like, it was like a long string of LED lights, and it was like 2 feet long.
Yeah.
And there were two of them, and they were waving them around.
It was like Christmas decorations.
They looked like they were fighting in Tron or something. Right. It was really weird, and I don't know what that was. And I have a line about bachelorette parties where I'm like, they wear blinking lights. You can see what table the sluts are located at.
Yeah.
And girls plan the stuff out. They get the little dick hats. They get the dick rings. Guys, they go, we're going to go eat here, and then we're going to go this, you know, and then we kind of wing it from there. There's no...
Because I went to somebody's bachelor party, and we sat at the barbecue place.
Yeah.
And that was the bachelor party.
Oh, it was Rob's bachelor
and
party.
And I think maybe you guys went somewhere else, but I had a gig or something. I can't remember what was going on.
Yeah, you were only there for a little bit.
I was there for a little bit because I had something else to do, but I went, and that was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why my girlfriend's like... Apparently, the idea in her mind is, if there's a bachelor party...
Yeah.
Not only is there a bachelor party, but I'm the head honcho of the I'm king bachelor party.
No.
Like, I'm the and I'm telling her, I go, I have nothing to do with Corey's wedding. I'm not standing up in it. I don't know anything.
Well, Joel, out of love, I have kept you from having
to
do anything.
That's fine, and I'm totally fine.
You know
I'm not even a bachelor party guy.
No. Right.
I don't even care.
I've left, by the way, I've left these decisions in the hands of Nigel Rosenbloom.
Okay, well, that's fine.
The attorney for the Corey and Joel radio show.
He seems completely incapable of throwing a good time.
Well,
but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that guy doesn't know what he's doing.
I think you should get, John Tenney to plan your bachelor party.
Well,
that'd be crazy.
Okay, then we'll be, you know.
Then you're getting some wild stuff.
There'll
going.
Be a bearded lady.
Yeah, there'll be something. There'll be getting blown by Bigfoot or something at the John Tenney bachelor party.
Now you're getting in trouble. No, CC Dynamite's not invited to our bachelor.
Oh, that's inside.
Hey-o! I don't want to be inside.
All right, so I don't even know what the bachelor... Don't even tell me.
Right.
I don't care. First of all, I don't expect you to say it publicly on a show like this.
Right.
And then number two, I don't even give a shit.
Well,
just tell me when it is and I'll go.
Be advised there is one.
Yeah.
Have your passport ready.
Oh!
Uh-huh. And there you go. We'll be all set.
Will my...
Lawyer up?
No.
And, Get a good counselor. Get a good attorney in law.
Will my passport card count?
Yeah. Will that work? Will that get me to the bachelor party?
I don't know if you can get into Honduras with
this. This is only good for sea or land travel.
Yeah.
So maybe this won't suffice. I might have to upgrade.
Yeah, but, I don't know. When you wake up in Tijuana, you'll see.
Get me to Tijuana, and we'll get home.
When you're in Juarez, Mexico. Anyway.
I got a funny bachelor. You want to hear a funny bachelor party story?
But that bachelor party, you and I, well, you left early, but there were guys.
The Rob Rose bachelor. Was that the Rob Rose bachelor party?
Bachelor.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, while we were going out bar hopping and stuff, we ran into another set of bachelors.
Yeah.
And they had t-shirts made. And it was all like, you know, hey. Craig's Warriors. And one of my friends was like,
Eddie's last night out.
Yeah, yeah. And they had these like blue shirts, these light blue shirts that looked like the Houston Oilers. Right. And it said Craig's Warriors. And my friend Jeff was like, yeah, Craig's Warriors going to get their ass stomped. And we were literally going to fight with Craig's Warriors if we saw them.
Craig's Warriors are going to get rolled by a pimp somewhere down in the cast corridor.
That was a big bachelor party. It was like a lot of guys.
Right.
I think the entire group, all 20 guys went, yeah, fuck that. We're not getting t-shirts.
I'll tell you here's a funny bachelor party, because I think this is kind of innocuous, but. I went to a bachelor party, and this was a family bachelor. I don't even want to say, but a family member got married. So I'm literally hanging out. And the guy had some of his buddies, but it was 50-50 family and his buddies. And we went out and had dinner, nice time. We went to the strip club. But, you know, it was a pretty, you know, I've been to real raunchy kind of bachelor parties in the back rooms and shit like that.
Yes.
But this was a pretty above board, mainstream strip club bachelor party. You wouldn't think it was a big deal. You just go in there, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I ended up going, I don't know what period in the life, like where I was, you know, it was a time I didn't have a lot of money, which was, you know, 98% of my adult life. So some broad.
So it was last week.
Yeah, I could have been. It wasn't, but I was going to say, I don't know. You know. I might have been short on work that month, but, and that pays off later. But the point is, I go to the VIP room with some chick, right? And I'm just having, and everyone's, you know, and guys were going off, and it was still, this is like, you know, family members too, so it's a little weird. And then I just go, so I'm in there, and I get a dance, and everything's fine, and I don't know, and then she goes, you want another? I'm sure, and I just kept the girl dancing, and then I realized I didn't have enough money. Pay the girl.
Oh, good times.
I had to go get money from my uncle.
Oh, that's quality.
I was like, I just had to, like, it was the most depressed. I mean, I guess some families that wouldn't be a big deal if your uncle was a big perv, but this is not, like, this is not an uncle that's, like, a wild man or anything. And I literally had to go, hey, look, this girl needs, like, an extra $40. Can you float me some? And so it was pretty depressing.
Well, there you go.
It was
We're gonna have the bachelor party in a basement in Roseville with some roofers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know what you're doing.
We've been to some crazy stuff.
I'm thinking Magic the Gathering. I think we got that going, and who knows what else? Maybe.
Well, it's a Call of Duty tournament.
That's
gonna be followed by a Street Fighter tournament.
Oh yes,
and then the rubber match.
Yeah.
Is the Madden tournament.
Oh, okay,
so
that's fine.
It's gonna be a lot of.
Be good. That'll be
get
good.
Get your controller thumb.
Sure, that's it.
So anyway, whatever.
I'll be there. All right.
No,
so there is a bachelor
party again. I don't announce shit.
That's fine, and that's great, and I love that. I'm just saying, I'm taking shit because you're keeping me in the dark, and I don't even care that you're keeping me in the dark, but
I'm not.
You know,
there's nothing to keep you in the dark.
But you understand that the one person in the world that cares more about your bachelor party than anybody is my girlfriend. Like, she's the one who's all concerned, so.
Yeah.
Can she call you for bachelor party updates? Is that okay?
If she
needs to know where we're going to be, is that okay?
We're going to get some phone reception where we're going. So.
It's not
skydiving. So it's going to be hard to get phone coverage. You got to turn your phones off at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. We're going to.
Don't you have to have a kid to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, you can't go. You and I can't go to Chuck E. Cheese.
What if we, like, if we had...
You and I are not allowed to go. We were banned. But I mean, like, literally...
That's probably a good move.
You and I, if you wanted, like, pizza and video games, that sounds like our place.
Yeah.
But we can't go.
Well, that's why they made Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I guess
which
so.
Dave
yeah,
and
yeah,
Buster's
yeah.
is really the bachelor. That's the adult's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, I know what you mean, yeah.
But I kind of loved Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid.
Kind of. Have you been there lately?
No, it's got to blow.
Well, first of all, it's not even what you think it is. There's no mechanical band anymore.
Well,
that's gone.
I'm
out. It's a big screen.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in a Chuck E. Cheese suit.
Yeah.
And there's a big screen. And, like, all the crap that you remember, like, even those games and stuff are pretty lame now. It's like little, like, toy helicopter rides where you get in and the thing goes up and down a minute. And there's, like, a photo booth and there's skee ball.
Yeah.
It's really not good. It's pretty...
Isn't there, like, a big bouncy ball area?
I don't remember that at the one I was... Although, I also remember, like, as a kid, the Chuck E. Cheese was, like, this giant complex. It was a series of a labyrinth of rooms.
Right.
One more fun than the next.
Right.
And now if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, it's like a Denny's or something.
Right.
It's just not big.
There's one big room.
It's kind of one big room, and you eat in like a third of it.
They used to keep the video games segregated so the parents could go and bullshit in the dining room. Although it must have been a living hell as a parent in the 80s.
I think that's why they've always served beer
right
at the Chuck E. Cheese, so the parents can just get shit-faced.
Because, like... I remember when we grew up, we were exactly like the right age.
You dropped a Showbiz Pizza reference the other night.
Oh, no, I went to Showbiz
Pizza.
I did at the Comedy Castle.
Which was sort of the knockoff of.
Right. Well, they had those in Cincinnati.
Well, Showbiz Pizza, I believe.
They ended up buying.
Was Showbiz Pizza the Tari guy, Nolan Bushnell?
Nolan Bushnell.
He started Showbiz Pizza. Or he started Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, and then Showbiz knocked them off.
Well, at a certain point,
do we have to go to the Wikipedia? On this one?
At a certain point, they merged.
Let me. I can look.
Well, Showbiz was like better than Chuck E. Cheese.
In what way? Break it down for us.
Well, their animatronic show was way better,
okay.
And their band was called the Rockafire Explosion. Let me get nerdy here.
Go for it, buddy.
Well, the lead they had Fats, who was a gorilla that played. A gorilla that played piano was the leader of the band. And then they had Billy Bob Bear, which was like...
Sure.
He was like their mascot.
All right, I know where we're going for the bachelor party, Corey.
Is there one left?
Okay. There are a few restaurants still using the Showbiz Pizza name and animation.
Mm-hmm.
All are located outside the United States and have no connection to the original company.
Oh.
Known locations are in Lebanon, Dubai, and United Arab Emirates.
That's great.
One also operated in Salmiya, Kuwait, but was firebombed during the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. Imagine the fucking Iraqis just going, we must destroy Showbiz Pizza.
Can you imagine?
Down with a singing bear.
Down with this American imperialist hillbilly bear. Can you imagine, like, though all the female characters have, like, you know, hoods
on? There's your show. There's Corey at the Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Show. Oh, no. Well, because, I mean, look, if you didn't know the majesty of Showbiz Pizza.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese was a big deal. And, first of all, they opened in, like, what, 80, 81?
Okay, Showbiz Pizza started in 1980.
Yeah. So, Chuck E. Cheese probably started in 79, 78, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't... It says its history is greatly intertwined with its main competitor and eventual successor, Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time Theater.
Do they have a picture
Nolan Bushnell started Chuck E. Cheese in 1977.
Do you see a picture of
the Showbiz Pizza guy?
Showbiz Pizza.
I don't know. What is this bear? Is that
Billy Bob Bear.
That's Billy Bob Bear.
Just type in Showbiz in the Google and see, like, you'll see the band.
Okay.
And we might put a link to this on the website. There's some guy... There's now guys who collect the
right. You
the
can
pieces.
Buy. You can buy the. Yeah, I've got a good one
here.
Okay.
So a couple years ago, a guy bought one.
Yeah.
He bought the whole band. He found an intact robot set, and he synchronized it to MGMT's Electric Feel.
Okay.
So we might put that up. That's great. That's a great video of the Showbiz Pizza.
There's not as many Showbiz Pizza pictures as you think.
No.
So. Yeah. There's.
I actually have. They have like a beach.
Okay. Then where does Major Magic's come into the picture?
Major Magic's was a third chain.
Was that a complete knockoff? By the way, it's
a
picture of Diamond Dallas Page in the Showbiz Pizza.
There was a
image search.
There was a Major Magic's was more of an Ohio and Michigan chain.
Was it? It was more of a localized thing.
They might have had some in Indiana too.
Let me see if I can get a Major Magic's.
wiki going on there?
Yeah, because
there was a Major Magics up until about, I want to say, 2001 or two.
Yeah,
there was a Major Magics in either Warren or Madison Heights.
Right, there was a lot of those,
and we went to it. There was a
by Wikipedia doesn't even have a Major Magics entry. Can you believe that?
Madison Heights. It was in Madison Heights.
There's a major. It's gone here's now. The logo of Major Magics, but yeah.
Anyway,
and that was another sort of same kind of deal.
That was on John R. and Madison Heights. Yeah,
there was a million of those. I remember those.
Nolan Bushnell came up with this brilliant idea,
right,
that they could put animatronic characters in like a music show, and it was basically like the same. I think they had like three shows, and they would just cycle them.
Yeah,
and there'd be one like every half hour.
Yeah.
And it would be a 15-minute show.
Right.
And then you'd wait for the thing to come back on.
Yeah, it's a way to keep you there.
Then if you were there long enough, you'd seen all three shows.
And then it was time to go.
Yeah. But Major Magic was like that, and it was over in Madison Heights. And it was janky. And
I remember in high school, me and my buddy used to go to Major Magics.
Yeah.
Just to play the games. Like, we'd get a pizza, and we'd play games.
Yeah. The pizza always sucked at these places.
Always the worst pizza.
The pizza blew, and that was really the problem. Chuck E. Cheese was huge. It expanded quickly, and then, like Nolan Bushnell said, the pizza always sucked. He's like, first of all, it's a restaurant with a rat as the mascot.
Yeah.
And it was just the pizza was always... If they had made halfway different decent pizza...
By the way, the shitty pizza trend continues at CeCe's Pizza, if you want.
Oh,
if you missed the days of Chuck E. Cheese, get yourself over to CeCe's for some garbage pizza.
I mean... I think the pizza at Showbiz was marginally better, but if you went to Chuck E. Cheese, I swear to God, it was the worst pizza you could get in America. I mean, like you'd literally have to go to Canada. You'd have to go to Canadian pizza, by the way, not that great. And
no,
Canadians call in and tell me how wonderful you're
right.
Fucking
stupid. Tell us how the pizza is. Yeah, you fucking assholes.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, it
tastes
no
like
good.
Fucking soap.
It's bad. Yeah, I don't know
dreadful.
What they're doing. They got Little Caesars up there, too, but that's not good either. So.
I haven't been to England in a while, several years,
yes.
But the pizza in England sucked a dick.
Yeah, it's very...
It's really bad.
Well, you can get Pizza Hut, and that's the same, but what's the point of that? You know what I mean?
Pizza Hut in China.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, was it
Pizza Hut, or was it different?
It was, but the topping selection was a little different.
Listen, okay. Yeah, Pizza Hut was sort of different too.
You could get like bamboo shoots. You could get tuna.
Uh-huh.
You could get like odds, probably crickets.
Yeah.
The Chinese will eat anything.
Listen, I will go to bat all day for London, England's fine Burger Kings and KFCs. Were the most delicious Burger Kings and KFCs. I don't know where they get. Like, you think we would have the best chickens? You think like an American? You think that if you're in England and you're going to KFC that you're getting like English raised chickens?
Yeah,
but they were delicious. I mean, I don't know, or
well,
I don't know where they get the burgers. Everything was delicious.
Here, everybody takes a shit on English food, and they probably rightly should.
Right,
but one thing, it's gotten better.
I think maybe it's a smaller country that to have a big chain like that, maybe the ingredients are fresher. That's my theory, why KFC would be better in
England.
It's
a smaller country than America, but it's still 60, 70 million people. So.
Right, but I feel like maybe it's just in the time it takes, like you were talking earlier about In-N-Out.
Distribution time?
Distribution, maybe. That's why like the beef at Burger King was better.
They might have rules about using British produce.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, the Burger Kings, I think the McDonald's, I don't really remember the McDonald's specifically. I'm sure I went to them.
No, you're right. Because you can ship things in anywhere in England or Scotland.
In like a day,
within a day.
Yeah.
Or, maybe from far north Scotland.
The Burger King cheeseburgers were so amazing. And I say that as a guy, which, you're going like a Burger King cheeseburger is so forgettable.
I went
But it was fucking great.
I went into the Burger King.
The fries were great. The ketchup's different. Now, that is different.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere but America, even if you go to Canada... The ketchup's completely different.
Ketchup's not as sweet.
Ketchup's different. Ketchup is very... Apparently, American ketchup is Worcestershire-y.
Really?
I saw some guy on TV talking about
it. Is there more sugar in American ketchup?
I don't know, but like there is a Worcestershire flavor to like Heinz ketchup that Americans are used to, which is not like...
Not in other
ketchups? It's not in other ketchups,
Well, what do you know? Anyway, I went into the Burger King in Germany.
Yeah.
Because it was raining.
Sure.
We were in Frankfurt, and it was, like, raining, and we were like, oh, shit, let's get off the street.
Yeah.
And we went into the Burger King, and the line was so long.
Yeah, that's the other thing with those places.
That we never ordered in there. We just watched Germans ordering. I wish I could do the Pulp Fiction bit and tell you what the... I think it was still the Whopper.
Yeah, the Whopper is probably the same, but
it was Die Whoppen, or whatever it was. Yeah. The Whoppen SS. Anyway, no, it was...
the Whoppen.
The Whoppen.
The Luftwaffen.
Yeah, the Whoppen. You would not be lufting anything after you eat that crap. They had a couple different burger menu items, but there was nothing like crazy.
It wasn't
different.
That radical, yeah.
We went to, though, in France, we went to Quick.
What is Quick?
That's a, like, French burger chain.
Oh, of course.
I think it's, like, Belgian and French.
All right.
And it was kind of awesome, actually.
Well, yeah, I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah.
how long does it take to get there?
About 8 hours.
All right.
But yeah, no, we're just for the novelty. We were like, we had eaten like an awesome lunch had, you know, quiche and shit and like real French food. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, hey, let's stop at this on the way.
Yeah, why not?
We were like driving through France. We were like, let's go to this let's laugh at the French fast food. And it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
And they gave us like, they had like the gift, like the kids meal stuff. Yeah. One, they were still selling marsupilami.
Yeah.
That's still big in Europe. But two, my friend Sean got this, like, Marvel Comics, like, calendar date book that was, like, a full-size book and was, like, this thick that, like, came with the Happy Meal.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, they're really giving this. You know what I mean?
I feel like the quality of American fast food is, like, maybe that's why people love all this Chick-fil-A and...
Right.
In-N-Out and all this stuff that is maybe a...
Regional.
A cut above... Normal, but your McDonald's and Wendy's places.
How many burgers?
Five Guys. Not that I'm going to get on last week's story, but
no.
You know, Five Guys.
We should probably never talk about fast food.
Yeah, that was terrible. But maybe there's something to that. Maybe that's why when you go and you get like a Burger King and it's delicious in England.
Well,
maybe there's something to that.
How many Burger Kings do you think there are operating in the United States? I mean, you know.
5 million.
Right? I mean,
everyone in Detroit sucks a dick.
There's actually fewer around here, I think.
They've gone out of business, and I don't know why, but they've closed. Like, the Burger King closest to me closed. You've got a burger. You've got, like...
I've got one over by me, but...
There's close to my girlfriend's, there's, like, a triangulation of Burger Kings.
Okay.
Like, I can go to my girlfriend's and stop at one of three Burger Kings. I can get to her, you know what I mean?
The one in Clawson.
There's one on 12 in Main and Royal Oak.
Right.
There's one in Clawson on 14, and there's one on 14 in Woodward.
Yeah. The triangulation.
There's a triangle, but there's none by me. I got to go to the hood to get a Burger King.
And there's one on Rochester and...
Rochester and 16, So there you go.
Well, there you go. The Burger King story. We were going to review, like in the old days...
Yeah.
There was some talk about reviewing the Bacon Sundae.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
But we'd have to... But now...
Now we got to get out of...
There used to be a Burger King that was reasonably close.
Yeah, we can't even... They'd be melted by the time we
got there. Unless we brought a cooler with ice in it.
We'd be back like... Yeah.
Right?
Like we're transporting a kidney or something.
Because we're at least 15 minutes from a Burger King.
Yeah, we're a long way. We would probably go to 12 in Maine. You can go to 8 in something.
One on 8 Mile?
But, you know, that doesn't exist.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't exist.
The 8 Mile Burger King?
It doesn't exist.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't exist. It's not in my world.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, I see.
Like, I would never, ever, like, there's nothing to make me ever go there.
Joel's saying that he wouldn't go there because it's not in Detroit.
It's in the hood, yeah. I mean, not that it's that geographically far, but it's a world away.
If you got a hankering for a Popeye's chicken.
Right.
You best get up on 8 Mile.
And listen, don't think I'm not down at the 8 Mile Long John Silver's once every 3 months, because I am. I mean, but it's once every 3 months, and, you know, I slip up and I go, I need a Long John Silver's.
I have not eaten fast food in a while now, and I'm getting a little withdrawn.
Yeah, well, you had Subway today, and that's
but not, you know what I mean?
It's not like, fast food in
I
a classic
have
sense.
Subway or Jimmy John's or something. I have not had a, like a Wendy's in a while.
Yeah, when's the last White Castle you think you had?
It's a long time ago.
What's your proximity to a White Castle?
I think actually we went to Tellway.
Oh, well,
which is far superior, if you ask me.
Well, Tellway's more of like a diner than it is a
Tellway is
White Castle.
Yeah, it's a regional slider system.
It's a little counter diner.
It's a mini chain. There's like
three
of them
diner.
In Michigan. Yeah, But it's awesome. If you want sliders, Tellway.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think we had that about 2 months ago. We stopped at a Tellway one night. I don't know why. But anyway, let's bore everybody with our fast food.
I know. We haven't even gotten it. Well,
you mentioned Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, because this was actually on the rundown.
Yeah.
The stuff that we've done an hour of show with nothing on the rundown.
Not a damn thing.
40 minutes. Okay.
Well, look, we had a major magic discussion.
What happened to Chick-fil-A? Tell me what's going on there.
All right. So Chick-fil-A, which, as you said, is a regional chain of chicken restaurants, which I want to say they're from Georgia. Doesn't most evil.
I don't know where it started, if it started in Georgia's or Carolinas, but it's like Florida.
College Park, Atlanta suburb.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a big Atlanta thing, and then it's all over the South. It's in L.A. It's in places. I mean, there's some in Indiana.
But they're not here.
I think there's one at the Oakland University Student Center has one. But that's really like a cart or something.
That's not really publicly accessible.
It's not a full Chick-fil-A experience. Because they are in a lot of like food courts, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
We just went to Wisconsin and Minneapolis a couple weeks ago. And Culver's is like a big deal there. We have a couple Culver's here.
Anyway, that's good. I like the Culver's.
That was a regional chain that you could only find in Wisconsin for a long time. Anyway, Chick-fil-A started out in Georgia, and they're kind of southern. They're all over. The only Chick-fil-A I ever saw was in Kentucky. When I had family down there that we used to visit, and so I had a little Chick-fil-A. It's been years. I think I ate at a Chick-fil-A. The last time I ate in a Chick-fil-A was probably 1991. I'm going to guess. Right,
that long ago?
At the Bardstown Mall in Kentucky. I don't think I've had a Chick-fil-A in a long time.
Well, that's too long, my friend.
Right.
I know where we're going on the bachelor party now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
All right, because I have the Chick-fil-A story that I wanted to talk about, but you go ahead.
Well, anyway, so the guy who owns Chick-fil-A, S. Truett Cathy,
yeah,
which that's a southern ass kind of name. He's a hardcore Southern Baptist,
yeah,
and Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
Yeah, it's closed on Sundays. Can't get your Chick-fil-A,
right?
Which to me, if I am opening a franchise, you're losing a seventh of your business by not being open. I had Chick-fil-A in Pittsburgh the last time. I remember I was driving through there. Okay, but go ahead.
Post-church, and you think the post-church crowd might want a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you think that'd be a big thing, but...
And the Chick-fil-A, if you've never had the Chick-fil-A, and I'm guessing if you're in Yellowknife, Canada, or Bay City, or the Sudetenland, or wherever the hell...
Well, people travel, so even if they're not, they...
But there might be some who've never had Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A, it's a fried chicken patty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chicken breast sandwich.
Well...
Deep-fried, and they have... a pickle on it, and that's about...
Well, the McDonald's Southern-style chicken is a ripoff of the Chick-fil-A
chicken
sandwich.
Sure.
But they also have lots of different, chicken tenders and chicken nuggets, and just lots of... There's chicken breakfast sandwiches.
Sure.
And, chicken biscuits.
I was a fan of the McDonald's chicken biscuit.
Did they get rid of that?
And they took that off the menu.
Yeah, see?
Because Whitey didn't know what they... I don't know what was going on.
I don't know what goes on.
The chicken biscuit was awesome. Anyway... So that's their deal. And anyway, this guy, S. Truett Cathy, came out and basically just they were giving money to defense of marriage organizations.
Yeah.
They were donating big sums of money to pro-marriage, anti-gay marriage organizations.
Yes.
And so this caused a flap and... apparently the Muppets were like a Happy Meal.
They were giveaway, with the kids.
Yeah, and so the Jim Henson Company was like, "Hey, we're not down with that."
Yeah.
So they ran an ad and were like, "We're not going to do any more business with Chick-fil-A."
Yeah.
Passed the contract. I think they have a contract.
Yeah, but yeah.
They said we're not going to renew with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chick-fil-A turns around and pulled all the Muppet themed Happy Meal stuff, and they were like. Well,
it was a safety issue or something, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. This really funnily worded, legalese bullshit where they're like, no one's actually reported that they've had a problem, but someone told us that maybe kids could get their fingers stuck in the puppet. Right. It was just really legal, we're attempting not to get a lawsuit, and it just seemed like complete bullshit. So, Chick-fil-A, here's my thing. Get your goddamn religion out of your fast
food. I agree. I don't think you should mix the two.
That's a bad business move. Right.
This is the story that I saw, that Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee are supporting Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
So did that tell you where that is?
Right. Well, but see, now it's like a political issue. Now it's like
Rick Santorum on Twitter. With two of my boys enjoying chicken strips and an awesome peach shake at the Chick-fil-A.
Right.
So, by the way, I remember where I had that.
There's a headline that says, Chick-fil-A loses Muppets, gains Mike Huckabee in gay controversy. But that's the thing. The Bible thumpers and the conservatives, and then the guys like Rick Santorum who basically appeal to them, who kiss the ass of those Southern conservatives.
Listen, my thing is this. Look, I don't agree with Chick-fil-A, and I'm not anti-gay. I don't know. Gay marriage, here's what I feel about gay marriage. Okay, next question. I don't even give a fuck. Again, it's like the 8 Mile Burger King. Uh-huh. It doesn't exist. I don't give a shit about it. It doesn't impact my
life. We know straight couples
can't
even stay together and not post it on Facebook when they break up.
If there was a gay marriage in the next room, I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. Right. It makes no difference to me.
Sure.
Okay? But if I was a gay guy who wanted to get married, I guess it would matter to me. But it doesn't matter to me.
And that is the problem.
And that is a problem. But you know what? I don't have time for other people's problems. I got my own problems.
You're not down with OPP?
Yeah, other people got problems. They can handle their own shit.
Uh-huh.
You fight your own wars. In the meantime, I'm going to go get some Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Actually, there's one at Cedar Point. I had it last summer. Okay, but enough of that. Chick-fil-A is delicious. Yeah. You know what? My feeling is my dollar, my $6 I'm going to spend at Chick-fil-A, I don't really think is oppressing people's right to get married. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel that connection. I know there's a connection. I know there, you can draw a line and dot to dot. This money goes to this, the franchisee kicking it up to that guy. That guy's taking that money. He's suppressing gay, you know, he's putting to a group. The group is outside protesting, you know, you can make that connection, but I can't sit there. I want to eat.
Here's my
deal. Leave me the fuck alone. Right. I want to eat. Don't bother me. I don't care.
But here's the deal. It seems like this is a popular theme with, you'll never see, I don't know what a northern, White Castle is a northern-based fast food chain, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I think they're like not, I don't know what their exact geographic dimensions are.
Crystal Burger owns the South, and, you know.
But, like, White Castle goes from, like...
They're going to fix bayonets and fight one of these
New
days.
Jersey to, like, Illinois
St. Louis has White Castle.
And then there aren't really...
Chicago, I think St. Louis.
There aren't any really west of that.
Probably not.
Okay. So they're a limited geographical chain. But I've never seen... I've never one time fucking seen White Castle take an ad out and go, you know, we are for transgender equality. Like,
No one's ever pro anything.
It seems like there's never a liberal business that goes and pushes an agenda.
Yeah.
It's always a conservative Southern business that pushes an agenda.
Well, that's how they operate. They're trying to prevent you from doing things.
Right.
It's you know.
And I just think, look, I'm going to guess if I go to a Chick-fil-A, if I go to anything in the South, I'm going to guess what your opinion is.
Yeah, sure.
But I just think, on a personal, and I don't agree with your opinion, and I think you're right. I don't give a shit. Get married all day long.
Yeah, get married.
I know how expensive and nightmarish it is to go through the process of having a wedding. I'm going through it.
Yeah.
So, amen, my cocksucking brothers. Y'all want to have a reach around, suck each other off, and spend $12,000 on a fucking caterer, then you go right ahead. You know how much these goddamn photographers
I'm sure
are charging?
It's
Jesus
not
fucking
cheap.
Christ. Not like it's coming out of my pocket. But anyway, it's just bad business.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
So fuck you, Chick-fil-A. That's what I'm going to say right now. And it's Chick-fil-A, and then it was, Cracker Barrel before that?
Oh, well, geez, hard to believe.
Yeah, right.
You know, whatever. I mean, you know.
Cracker Barrel ought to just call themselves, you know, tchotchkes and no niggers. They ought to just call the restaurant that, because that would just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Could they just change the name of Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel should be called If It Were Up to Us. This is what... Look.
Yeah.
We wish the whole country was like this, but for now,
yeah,
just enjoy our quaint gift shop.
They could just call that place Whites Only Vittles.
It really is. Like, you know.
Boy, Cracker Barrel, kiki-kiki! well, we... Yeah. Well, I mean... They're going to continue to sell their Reba McEntire DVDs and
Cracker Barrel as legally racist as possible. They're just,
Can you still
racist
get,
as the law allows?
Did they ever move the
Cracker Barrel
old time radio cassettes to the CD?
I don't know what happened with those. I don't know if
did,
you some, can
did
still
somebody
get
put
your,
those on CD.
Yeah, I don't know if you can still get
that. That was the staple of
your
Cracker Barrel.
Burns and Allen,
right?
You know what? I thought a lot of it because I saw a lot of this like when I was in Frankenmuth on vacation. It's a lot of like the DVD of the year you were born.
Mm.
There's a lot of that. You know what that is? Where it's like.
Right.
There's a DVD with all the headlines from, you know, 1977
right.
or whatever you're born.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it'll say this happened and this happened and this was the commercial of the
disco.
Day.
Disco. All right. Donna Summer.
The Reds won the World Series and blah, blah, you know, all that garbage. Like, that's a lot of what that is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, personalized keychains.
Can I just say, we're selling the same tchotchkes we've sold my whole life.
They haven't changed. Right, but I think the old-time radio cassettes might be gone now. I don't know.
Like, when I was six, you could go into a tourist trap, a truck stop, and they were selling 1944, the year you were, you know.
Yeah.
1935, what was it like?
Right.
And it's the same crap. So the years just
I don't know. I think the old time radio tapes. I mean, but you know what? There's a guy somewhere, sitting in a mansion, lighting a cigar with a $100 bill, who was selling those old time radio.
That was everywhere.
There's a guy because I know there's a guy who sold, and I know this because I follow professional wrestling. But there's a guy who sold like he bought like wrestling like videotape libraries from defunct promotions,
right?
And he sold them during like boom wrestling periods at like Walmarts. And the guy made, like, tens of millions of dollars. Like, he was selling, like, $5 wrestling.
What, like Rocky Mountain and stuff?
And, like, I don't even know what it was. Like, $5 wrestling DVDs. And the guy made, and he was selling on a videotape first and then DVDs. But apparently those business, like, apparently you can't make money in home video now. I guess that's all over. But, a guy got really rich doing it.
You can make money selling.
You know, it's like buy low, sell high. It's the same fucking thing.
You can make money selling T-shirts and DVDs and comedy. I saw what the headliner did this weekend.
Oh my goodness,
Castle,
that guy!
I was like, wow. Maybe I'd have to change my stance about selling. I mean, like he's
right.
Sold,
well, but
he sold a lot of merch.
The Comedy Castle is an unusual place where you sometimes
can hit gold.
You can, you can.
Strike. Everybody wants.
There's rich people. It's rich people's comedy club. So.
There's not rich people eating at Cracker Barrel for fuck's sake. That Cracker Barrel, you can get hard candy, the candy
salt
sticks.
Saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy. Yeah. They always have that fucking coconut log that's like pink and white and brown, like the Neapolitan coconut log.
All
you know what I'm talking about?
I'm with you on that.
It's like bars and there's logs. And then peanut brittle.
Yeah.
All the peanut butter.
Gotta have that.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and the licorice, like black licorice lips. Like anybody wants that.
Whatever, any of those hard, there's those hard candy sticks that are lemon or cinnamon flavored.
The shit that Laura Ingalls Wilder sucked
on. Yeah, penny candy.
Right, penny candy, and oh God, it's so tchotchy. But those stupid Burns and Allen and Fibber McGee and Molly and the Shadow.
Yeah.
We would listen to that shit. The Charlie, the Edgar Bergen.
Oh yeah.
How was there a pup? We've done this before, but again, how was there a puppet on the radio?
Ventriloquist was the biggest star on the radio.
Puppet on the radio. It's
theater of the mind, man.
Incredible.
All right.
Chick-fil-A sucks. What else do we have?
Taco Bell was you wanted to talk about. I don't even know why.
This is not controversial.
We're still on this topic. And then
we're talking fast food.
A guy did shoot up a movie theater. We're supposed to get to that.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Probably from all the fast food. This is not controversial like Chick-fil-A being stupid and putting their foot in their mouth. No, this is just to me, I don't understand what Taco Bell's doing. 3 months ago, when did it debut? It seems like it's been with us forever.
What's that, the Dorito Taco?
Yeah, it's only been like three, 4 months.
A couple months,
right?
The Dorito Taco, sure.
When did it drop? In like
That's fine. For
April?
Our purposes, sure.
So it hasn't been that long, but it feels like it's never. I can't remember a time before the Dorito Loco Taco. It feels like it's been part of my life forever. So they run that, right? And it's all, oh my God, we took a taco and we made it shittier.
Yeah.
By putting Dorito shells.
And I bought those, I think, twice and never again. And I don't know if I'm the only guy, but I think I think a lot of people tried them and said, I'll go back to the regular stuff.
We were way into them for a while.
Oh, yeah?
We got them probably five times. And we're like, oh my God, the Dorito Loco Taco. And then we looked and went, hey, we're getting married. We got to stop eating junk food.
Okay, yeah.
But, and I love the Dorito Loco Taco.
It was fun. It's too much.
It might
that
be
was my figure. It's you know, it's
well, this is America, Joel.
Well, I mean,
we're all about too much.
Why not chocolate sauce on your tacos? I mean, why stop there?
How about a bacon sundae?
Yeah, exactly.
How about a sundae with pieces of bacon?
Well, what is Taco Bell doing now? What is
it? So anyway, they just do this Dorito Loco, right? Yeah. And their ads are like fourth meal.
Yeah.
Right? They've had a testicle nut grip. They've had the Baron von Raschke Iron Claw on the Mountain Dew. They have their own flavor of Mountain Dew at Taco Bell.
Oh, do they really?
Baja Rush or whatever.
What does that bring out the flavor of their shitty spicy meat more?
You know what I mean, though? But they've been going for the 18 to 25
or
18 to 48, whatever demo.
Right. Yeah.
Man, Burger King got into that market for a while and then backed off. But that's Taco Bell lives there.
If you have a criminal record, this is the place for you, essentially, is what the Taco Bell. You don't sit in the Taco Bell probably frequently like I do. Like, I'll go sit in the like the Taco Bell closes to my house. If you go sit in there, it's a string of, you could just park the, you know, you could park the paddy wagon outside and pick up every guy on an expired warrant.
Yeah.
It's so full of fucking ne'er-do-wells in there.
I almost never sit in a
fast food. Most people go to the drive-thru at Taco Bell, but if you actually choose to eat in,
right,
and it's not one that got renovated, it's kind of dumpy in there.
The old school style.
Like, they have some new ones, and they're kind of nice in there. It's all hardwoods and shit, but... Yeah, the new
Taco Bell has not done the full McDonald's where they've renovated everything.
Well, they're in the process, but this one has not gotten that treatment yet.
Every McDonald's looks like a fucking Starbucks now. Yeah. They took all the fun out of that. But anyway, so they got this. That's all Taco Bell does, right? Okay. Is fourth meal, and their slogan is Live Mas and, you know, indulgence. And now they're like Lorena Garcia.
Oh, yeah. I have seen
three-star chef, Michelin-starred chef, whatever her bullshit credentials are.
Yeah.
We've done the Taco Bowl, which is like, it's basically all the same crap that we normally have in a bowl without the taco. Oh, whatever.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
They're claiming it to be artisanal ingredients and all kind of artisanal, whatever. Fuck you, Taco Bowl. You're not fooling anybody.
They're having it both ways, but McDonald's has that both ways with salads and, you know, they'll point to the menu items that are healthy and... You know, Wendy's has that fucking...
I think...
Wendy's sells baked potatoes.
Right,
look how healthy we are, you know?
Now they have this baked sweet potato.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they get their own fucking shit. I mean, everybody's playing both sides.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that Taco Bell's doing it at the same time that they're still trying to be like the you know...
But I always thought Taco Bell, for all their bullshit marketing and appeal to, like, teenagers and stuff... was just better just based on the ingredients anyway. Like, it just was calorically and fat content-wise was better than McDonald's and Burger King.
The Cantina Bell. That's what
fuck off with all that.
Well, I think what happened is that, like, Chipotle and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And Qdoba took a chunk out of
their
ass.
Yeah, they're moving in, yeah.
People went... And not that those places, by the way, are...
authentic Mexican.
Authentic Mexican, right? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Have you been to Zumba?
No.
That's really good.
Yeah, okay.
And if you get and you go to Zumba, and this is, again, still, it's not, and that's even not authentic Mexican,
but it's
closer. Sure. If you go there and you get a taco, there's a place called Zumba in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
If you get a taco there, it might resemble closer to what a real taco is like, right?
Sure.
Then they have fish tacos, and they have all kinds of crazy stuff. But I think people are getting this taste of like, oh, hey, that's what Mexican food actually is.
Should be, yeah.
There's fresh
ingredients. Well, it's a change. It's changing taste in Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And what people are expecting from a Mexican place is now not, you know. Mexico's the filthiest fucking place on the planet, and yet people go there for a little slice of health now. I don't know why, you know. Mexico, I associate with the runs, which now apparently come from Five Guys. But, you know.
Well, it's the same thing as like what we call Chinese.
Yeah.
It bears no resemblance to what
But you know what? You say it's not real Chinese, and yet the guy don't speak a lick of English when you go to the restaurant.
Well, right.
So there's something authentic about
it. Well, they've catered.
They're catering to our American taste.
They're making what Americans want.
But they're still made by a real, you know, real chink. So
I'm just saying it's not what they're... Right. Like, if you ever go to a Chinese restaurant and there's Chinese people in it, look what they order. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, seriously, you'll see different food going.
I'm sure.
You'll see different stuff going. They got a different menu.
They don't fry everything, I'm guessing, like real
They Chinese. Fry stuff, but it's just not... everything we... You know, all American Chinese food is like deep fried and covered in like sugar sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's awful for
it
you.
It is,
It's
yeah,
the
it's
worst food you can have.
Yeah.
It's delicious, but, you know... And so now, I guess Taco Bell's trying to convince you...
I would think real Chinese food is more like diced... Like beef and potatoes or vegetables or something.
There's a lot more noodles, a lot more.
Is there stuff that's like
fish,
pan fried
more,
and not deep fried?
Yeah,
and
so, a lot more wok kind
of. That's what I more. That's more of what I envision Chinese people eating.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't envision them walking around eating, you know. General Chow's chicken.
Well, they'll eat anything.
You know, yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
The Chinese will eat
fucking I believe that.
I mean, they'll be like, they look like a wonderful beetle. That beetle looks crunchy and delicious. Oh, they eat the beetle.
Yeah, they'll eat everything.
They'll eat some. You go over there's a market over in Madison Heights. You go through there. There's a Chinese market.
But there's ducks and stuff in the window. Yeah.
Well, the duck is awesome. Yeah, the barbecue duck is great. But, like, I'll get that. But, like, you go through that market and you just, it smells like the ocean poop.
Right.
The ocean, pooped on a cigarette. I don't know what, it's really weird in there.
They just pull a net of shit out of the ocean and fry it up for you.
Yeah. It's like, well, if you really look at like a lobster, it's a big sea bug.
It is, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's sea bugs. I don't know. You got to be hungry as hell. Well, who was the first guy that looked at like a crab and was like, that's a delicious meal right there, right?
Somebody ate that on a bet the first time, I think, is what happened.
It's a terrifying ocean monster with fucking weapons on its arms. And they went, man, it looks delicious.
Right.
I'll eat that up.
Well, who ate squid the first time? Who
squid? Bullshit.
Yeah. Bet you won't eat that, motherfucker.
You know, squid is like, they got ammonia in it.
Yeah.
You have to like blanch it out. The squid's body has filled with ammonia because they're neutrally buoyant.
Yeah,
and the ammonia keeps them floating.
Wow.
Yeah, I read a book on.
Did you?
I read a book on Architeuthis, the giant squid.
Oh, jeez.
Which? No, it's true. Whales eat that shit like a snack, though.
Squids.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like humpback or not humpback? The like the blue whale. What was Moby Dick? Whatever kind of.
I don't know. Was that a blue whale? Isn't that the biggest?
Yeah. The big-ass whales eat.
Big-ass whales.
They eat giant squid like it's like it's breakfast, and they love that. And it's all filled with ammonia, and you couldn't eat it. Anyway. All right. Good talk.
All right.
The Chinese will figure out a way.
All right. Let's talk about, let's pay tribute to a great man who's gone, if we may. Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson.
Oh.
Dead this week, I think 74.
I wish we had the drops because I'd be playing the theme song right now.
I did not get a Jefferson's. Well, I can pull up the Jefferson's.
Yeah, pull the Jefferson's.
But do you have any thoughts on Sherman Hemsley?
Well, know that now no longer are beans frying on the grill. It took a whole lot of Turian just to get on up that hill. No, I was a little misty for a second when I heard Sherman.
Well, that's one of the definitive. He's one of the, I mean, what if think of the, you know, not everybody loved the Jefferson. I think Jefferson's is a funny show, but I mean, that character is so, like he is, you know, one of the art, like with, along with like Archie Bunker and like, you know, Bundy, who was the?
Al Bundy.
I mean, I think that's some definitive like male lead sitcom shit there. It don't get much better.
When Henry Winkler goes, I'm going to be a mess. I just know that. I mean. Yes. It really is, you know, whenever these older people die, it's a that were part of your childhood. It's another reminder of your mortality, and now I'm bummed out. Let's go back to talking about how stupid Taco Bell is with their bullshit Cantina Bowl. Cantina Bowl. Who are you fucking kidding?
But come on. Give us some Sherman Hemsley.
What rube would go to Taco Bell?
Talk about his great movie career, Corey.
I heard Sherman Hemsley was like a drinking buddy of Johnny Carson.
I don't know if that's true or not. They certainly came up in the same.
Yeah, I heard that
era.
I heard he was one of the guys.
I had my phone on airplane. That's why I can't get Jefferson's theme. I'm getting it now though. So
okay,
I turn it on airplane so people don't call me.
I hear you.
All right, here we go.
Is there anybody left from the cast of the Jeffersons? Are they all gone?
I'm not sure.
Isn't that sad when you watch a show and you know everyone's dead on it?
Yeah.
You're like, wow, they're all toast. Uh-huh. Well, Andy Griffith just died. That was sad.
There you go. I think this is like a single version. I don't think this is the real.
No, this is it.
This isn't the one from the show. Beans don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't. Yeah, but it sounds like it's a different recording.
You know why? We heard it on crappy speakers on the television.
No, I think this may be like the commercially released single and not the actual. Yeah, it's a little different. I can tell. You're not fooling me. This is 213. This is some sort of radio version of it.
Well, it's good.
Yeah.
This might have been the first gospel music I ever heard. All right, we get it.
Let me see if I can.
But this is when you had theme songs.
Yeah, this is I can find. This is the real credits. You can tell.
Is this the difference?
This should be different. Yeah, this is the real credits of. Look. Well, we're moving on
now. Yeah, it sounds tinier.
This is playing too fast. I think pretty obviously. Or maybe they re-recorded it during the run, maybe. But I think this is a different word. All right, enough of that.
That's good stuff, man. Remember, that was like, you know, a kick-ass song.
Yeah, I know. And then they don't make those anymore.
No, now you get Zooey Deschanel going, "Who's that girl?"
Yeah,
for like 11 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
They wasted a lot of time.
They did used to burn a lot of time.
I mean,
Laverne and Shirley and all that
as
stuff.
As kick-ass as that song is, they burned a lot of time doing those songs.
But I think there were fewer commercials.
Well,
so the actual time of the show.
You're getting less show content. You're getting like a good minute less show content.
But I feel like there was less commercials then.
Maybe.
So if there's more commercials now, the shows are the same length.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've gotten rid of the theme and they've added commercial rather than
but some of those
getting rid of the theme. Although like the New Girl theme can be 10 seconds.
Right.
It varies upon.
There's longer cuts of it, right? I even know we could play the old how many actual theme songs are there game.
Theme songs to what?
Like TV theme songs that are left anymore, right?
Well, I mean, like Modern Family does a little thing, but it's like it's 20 seconds.
It's like that.
I can't even tell you off the top of my head.
Ghost in the Wind.
Yeah, if I heard them, I mean, there is a Modern Family thing they do, but I'd have to hear it to even know it.
Right.
The Office sort of has a song.
That is as close.
Parks and Rec kind of has a song. There's no lyrics in these songs.
Those are both fairly memorable songs, but you know, Sherman Hemsley. I remember. I'll remember him not just for his wonderful work in the Jeffersons. He also did the Chitlin' Circuit.
Oh,
and he came here to Detroit and did like Auntie Petunia's big peach pie or whatever it was.
I remember they did, and I was just the 80s. This might have been the early 90s. They did the Jeffersons live on tour.
Ooh.
Where they'd go and they'd do like two or three Jeffersons episodes. And I kind of wanted to go. And it was like the original cast.
Yeah.
And they went out and they did the Jeffersons at the Fox Theater. I was like, yeah, I'd like to see that. But I never did.
Well, there you go.
Be good to see.
They're
popular.
He did an episode of the 80s Twilight Zone that was good.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I heard. And this is not, you know, listen, I know I got the inside. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
Joel's got the inside track on Hollywood, so let's just go. The first gay guy I ever knew was like in high school working at a movie theater. And there was like an older, you know, I was 17. There was a guy who must have been 23 or something who was this homo who was selling tickets, which was like the girl's job at the movie theater, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this guy, you know, had lived in L.A. as every gay guy. I think you have to go. You have to go out there for 6 months. It's like the Israeli army, right? Isn't that the idea? You have to move to California at some point in your life if you're a homosexual. But anyway, at least back in the 80s, that was that. In the 80s, that was the rule. Maybe not now.
I you know what?
There's something to something. You're trying to think of somebody who hasn't.
I'm thinking of gay friends, and I'm thinking
they've all.
A lot of them have done that.
They've all gone and come back. They don't.
Well, a lot of hipsters too.
They do the LA for a year.
Detroit. Yeah. It's either you go to. Well, the LA people have ambition here.
Right. Yeah.
It's the
Chicago people.
There's so many Detroit rock and roll hipsters who go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And come back like 2 years later.
Yeah, because the Chicago's, it's the same fucking thing.
Chicago, by the way, is a dead end.
It is.
It's a bigger city.
Yeah.
It's cool and everything, but it's really not anywhere that's going to help your career.
It's not an entertainment capital.
Unless you're an improv.
Right, sure, yeah, those
people. And then you go to Chicago for a couple years and you try and bust your hump to get into Improv Olympic or Second City, and then you get a chance to get to L.A. So my thing is, skip Chicago.
Right.
Even though I love
but
hot
back
dogs.
But back to my gay friend.
Yes. He's out there in L.A. now?
No, he was out in L.A. back whenever. I mean, I knew him in 1989, probably, like, 1990.
It's like the IDF. It's like the Israeli defense.
They have to go. You have to go for 6 months if you're gay. You do, because this guy was in L.A., and he had lots of stories in L.A.
Yeah.
But his big one that blew my mind was that Sherman Hemsley was gay.
Yeah.
And he knew a guy who was his boyfriend or something. And Sherman Hemsley died with no wife, no kids. And
that's what the Wikipedia says.
And I kind of went like, I expected to hear other things about, well, can we all just say what a fag he was now? But apparently, maybe that wasn't, I don't know.
Well, Sally Ride apparently was a lesbian.
Sally Ride was, but I mean, who was reporting on her after 1980?
After a certain point?
Yeah, so.
Sally Ride was immensely huge.
It was the biggest deal in the world.
I remember being a kid.
Right.
At the same time, I was going to Chuck E. Cheese. And at the same time, I was saving up money. I remember being like, I am going to save every lunch money extra quarter I can. So if we get to go to Showbiz Pizza, I'm going to go buck wild. I'm going to play Jungle Hunt. Like, remember Jungle Hunt?
I remember Jungle Hunt.
There was Jungle Hunt and Jungle King.
Yeah.
They were the same game.
Yes.
But one of them had a Tarzan-looking character.
Right.
And the other one had a guy in a pith helmet.
Right. One of them was like the British explorer, and one of them was the crazed jungle man.
I think the one was because the Tarzan people sued them.
And they turned
and they
it
had
into
to turn
an
it into
English
a guy,
guy
in a pith helmet.
Yeah, because the English guy wouldn't really be swinging from vines.
Well,
the Tarzan seems more authentic.
You know, sure. He was an explorer.
Yeah.
I guess you could almost make that story. But
right.
He was fighting. That was a great game.
That is a great game.
You had gators in there. You had to
that
jump
was a great
over,
game. It was good. A good first couple levels, you know, because it was the timing.
Well,
of the...
I think the whole thing was four screens.
Right, but then it got repeated and it got faster, and then you went to the next one. And but yeah, that was a memorable game, Jungle. That one, I think it's got lost in the video game pantheon.
The
history of video games. That was like a classic, like, tabletop game that they would have at the restaurant where if you were waiting for a table with your parents.
Right.
You'd sit there and you'd play either Donkey Kong Jr. or Jungle King. Those were the games.
Well, I think kids now who don't understand the 80s would think there were four games.
What would they be?
Would think there was Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Maybe Asteroids.
No, I would say not. I think Asteroids is not the classic.
Centipede?
I would say Joust.
Okay, Centipede.
Joust
though,
is one that, and Centipede 2, when they revive these things, those are the ones you always seem to see are Miss Pac-Man, Galaga, Joust, and maybe Centipede.
Defender doesn't get attention.
Defender, no. Zaxxon, nothing.
Defender was a huge game.
Right.
Everybody, that was like the top shit. Defender was the greatest
Defender,
shit in the world.
I remember Galaxian was big.
Yeah.
Even like pre-Galaga, because I think Galaga was sort of the sequel to Galaxian.
Right.
But no one remembers Galaxian.
Well, as Gallagher said, we spent $3 billion on the Space Invaders game. You know, we spent on the space shuttle program $2 billion.
Got to do the punchline.
Oh yeah.
If it had run on quarters, it would have been up a year earlier. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
If it had a quarter slot in it, the space shuttle.
Now we're making the most inside references.
Yeah, we were watching.
Folks, I'm going to declare. How much time do we have? Do we wrap this thing up?
There's lots of time.
I'm good. And
we haven't talked about the Dark Knight shooting, the big story of the week.
All right. Well, anyway, good night, Sherman.
But Sherman Hemsley homo, what do you say? Where do you fall on this?
Well, I had never...
You've never heard that or even...
Never considered it for a moment in my life, but whenever I hear confirmed bachelor, whenever I hear... Right?
I don't know.
Because, look, as a straight man, at a certain point, I think almost every straight man, with the possible exception of Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Now, Sherman Hemsley, there is the... I'm going to give it like a 12% possibility.
12?
That Sherman Hemsley was a puss hound.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the only other option.
Well, because maybe it's just like that the black community doesn't want to expose Sherman Hemsley. That they themselves are sort of in, well, it's like Tyler Perry or something, too, where you sort of go, nobody wants to really come out.
Oh, there is nothing.
No one wants to come out. Well, he's married and stuff.
No one is more closeted than the black. I mean, or
right,
more
the community,
homophobic.
As a community, yes.
The being a black gay, I don't know how RuPaul. I don't know how
RuPaul
got to where
sort
he
of,
is.
Yeah, RuPaul was.
Or Leon Isaac Talley, the big fashion guy.
Yeah.
That's like hardcore. Gay black guys, I'm. I'll give you respect.
That's a struggle right there.
No, that is a struggle.
That
it's
is
like,
a struggle.
It's like a double, it's like a double struggle.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a struggle on top of a struggle.
But don't you feel that being gay almost erases being black, though? Like, once the, if the gay community gets you...
Why don't you go to Chick-fil-A?
Excuse me, sir. I'm doing a survey, and I'm wondering if you're... Wait, let me put it this way. If you were black, wouldn't it be better to be a gay black than a straight black?
Well, damn. I would suppose that it would be worse if you was a fruity queen. If you was a fruity coon, it might make it all... I don't know.
What the, I mean, I don't know where the...
I mean,
the,
a coon is a coon, but if down. You was all... If you's a all faggoty
right.
coon...
All right, enough.
Thank you. Let's play some Queensryche.
How do we play Queen? Oh, that was... God, that's such an old reference.
Thank
no
you.
One... I've forgotten that we even did that.
I was listening.
610-552-0746, by the way. If you want to call in and leave your own comments on Chick-fil-A.
Who wouldn't want to comment on this classic episode
Burger
of nothing?
Kings in England, anything that we've talked about today. 610-552-0746.
It's been an eclectic show.
Tell us your showbiz pizza memories.
Well, anyway. All right, Sherman Hemsley, a big homo.
Might have been. I was told this. Years ago, I mean, this is decades ago, I was told this information. And it now only comes to be surfaced. Comes to the surface now.
Did you see this? Hemsley was a fan of progressive rock bands Yes, Gentle Giant, Gong.
I don't know what that even means. Like, I don't even know those bands. I mean, I know Yes, but...
Wow.
He was a weird dude.
Apparently, he was on Dinah Shore, and Hemsley performed a dance to the Gentle Giant song Proclamation. From the Power and the Glory. After his dance, Shore laughed and asked what kind of music that was. Sherman then gave a 5-minute speech about Gentle Giant.
Maybe he was like an acid head or something, and he was into like, you know.
Nope, that tears it. He's a homo. If you're into prog rock.
What is prog rock? Is prog rock gay? It's not gay.
I've actually
gay.
Never heard of a gay that was
yeah,
into prog
I don't know
rock.
The gays no. are into prog rock, but it's a weird...
He's into prog.
I mean, that's weirdos weird. Are into prog, but...
That's really strange.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just a weird dude and he just never got married.
Prog rock know. Guys are like guys that have like no friends. They're like guys who sit in a dark room and listen to Floyd over and over.
Oh, my God.
That's what prog, you know.
There was a... I might have told this story before, but there was a friend of mine who was like the first guy we knew who like didn't, you know, like moved out after high school or was like a senior and had his own place or something.
Right.
He was like, he had an upstairs flat in Berkeley he was living with his like older brother and his brother was like,
those guys were great.
Right. Right.
Those guys were heroes.
His brother was like 30 something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and he let his like teenage brother live upstairs. Yeah. Right.
That was the coolest guy.
He was an old guy. He was like 32.
Right. Yeah.
But, this guy was like a fat hump who looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman. And he had a whole room full of pipe tobacco. He like had like a little mini humidor room. Oh. Like it was like, you know, it was an office. And then he had like all any prog album you've ever like.
Sure, yeah.
He was big into Robert Fripp. Right? He was, you know.
Right.
Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. Right? He was really big into that stuff. Right?
That was the thing.
Sparks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a certain element where you just go, I want to be cooler than everybody else. Yeah. Like, yeah. I want to be so cool that you won't even, like, you can't be cool and like this because it sucks so bad. Yeah. Even you can't get into this. You know what I mean?
I think, exactly.
It's like there's a barrier up, and the barrier is this. The music sucks so bad
exactly.
that you can't even get into it. Like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
you expose somebody to cool music, like... Yeah. When the Arcade Fire, when people got into that, well, that was good.
Yeah.
And people went like, oh, this is good music. All right, I'll listen to this.
Have you ever heard Skip Spence or...
I've heard of Skip Spence.
Skip Spence was in the Moby Grape, and he was in some other bands.
Yeah.
And he lost his mind, went schizophrenic, right? He put out a solo album called Or.
All right.
This is a con célèbre for, like, hipsters and record store clerks.
Right.
Whatever record stores are left. There are some. A new one just opened in Ferndale.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How are we not covering that live?
I don't know. We should
be over
there.
Let's scrap this show, damn it.
Right.
Unless they're opening.
I would scrap this show.
Unless they're opening a Showbiz Pizza, then we're running to that.
Why not open a Showbiz Pizza?
Because it's in Dubai. That's why.
Right. If they open a Showbiz Pizza, I would be up.
It's
in that
1983 in Dubai. That's why
I'd have a kid just to.
They're all
to,
watching I'd, Dynasty and going to Showbiz.
I'd go
pizza.
Home and put a baby in the wife just to go to Showbiz Pizza.
I would abduct a child just to go to a Showbiz Pizza. That's how far.
I honestly, Joel, if I could go back in time, I would go back to 1983.
I could get us a baby
and go to the Showbiz Pizza in.
I got nephews and
yeah,
I got
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
I got like relatives with
that's
kids.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna.
I couldn't probably get possession of one, but Heather could. So I could get my girlfriend could get us a baby.
We've got a nephew.
Yeah, you can get a baby. You can get a baby for an afternoon.
We can't get him on a spot. You know, I have to.
Yeah, you got to plan it out. But yeah, you could get a baby.
I could get a 3-year old.
Sure,
get one of those.
Get a 3-year old.
Get you in a nice. Get you in a nice late model 3-year-old.
I have access to 2-year-olds, Corey. I just want to let you know that there is that. Right. I know where they hang out, and I can get us.
Well, if you want to go see, you want to go see Sesame Street Live, because I've always kind of wanted to go see Sesame Street Live.
I took kids to the zoo not too long ago.
Yeah,
and boy, that was enough.
All right, Uncle Joel.
It was 8 years ago.
Well,
it was 8 years ago. I took a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old to the zoo.
Yeah,
and
those kids
enough.
Are now smoking.
Those kids have kids of their own now, but still, yeah.
Right now, those kids are standing in a high school. they're in summer school.
I don't know where they
they're
are.
They're smoking filterless Luckies. I remember that fat weasel Joel that used to be with our aunt. The previous administration, right?
It was a previous administration. Yeah. It was a different era.
Uh-huh.
It was the
No, Joel, you were a virgin until you met Heather.
It was a different period in my life. You know, they have the Victorian age, and then they have the reign of the queen.
Right.
We are in the Heather age now. This is this is the
right.
Right. It's sort of a dark age. The previous ages, there was an age of exploration where everyone was painting and singing songs, but not anymore.
Well, there's the Bronze Age.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's the Golden Age.
The Gilded Age.
The Silver Age. And then there's the Tin Age.
Right. This is the plague happened, and then everyone... Yes.
I can't even do it anymore.
Everyone was playing lutes for a while, and then it stopped.
Was this the rebar age?
It was all jugglers.
Yeah.
And, people were running around and Morris dancing.
This is the...
And now,
you went from the gold into the silver to the particle board
this
age.
Is the, this is the...
Oh, my God. It's the balsa, the balsa wood age.
It's the peasant's revolt. It's the...
Oh, the dark...
This is sort of the,
Well, you're not going to the bachelor party now. Your bachelor party just got revoked.
Well, like, I had the hot tub age, and that's a relic now.
When is she just going to salt that hot tub?
I'm pouring cement in it next week.
Yeah. I'm going to come over, there's going to be wood planks over
right.
the hot tub.
I'm putting a picnic table where the hot tub used to be. It's a jungle gym. I'm going to start to build.
It's a jungle gym. Joel, there's a bouncy ball bit. There's a bouncy ball pit where you're
hey, Corey,
hot tub
tell those girls not to come to the hot tub because there's an herb garden that I'm growing back there in the hot tub now.
Oh, well, if you had an herb garden, that might help the hot tub.
All right.
Oh, okay.
We'd all be listening to Skip Spence.
All right. I'm just saying, you're right about that there's music that's so unlistenable that people just...
Right, you just go, I'm going to listen to this because you can't.
You ever listen to Syd Barrett, Pink Floyd?
Yes, I know what you mean.
It's kind of unlistenable bullshit.
Right, and then they got David Gilmour, and he brought some tunage to it.
A lot of krautrock is like that, right?
Exactly,
like,
sure.
I like some Can.
Frank Zappa's like that, too.
Oh, Frank Zappa's the worst.
All that,
Attention. Attention, anyone within the sound of my voice on the interweb.
Yeah.
If you listen to a Frank Zappa album, unironically, in the year 2012, I would ask you to kindly stick a rusty nail in your dick hole.
I'm going to put out a challenge to our listeners right now.
Yeah.
I want them to send us, I would say give us an LP.
Uh-huh.
That we can listen to from Frank's. I'll acquire it. I'll go about getting it. And we'll listen to it on the show and be fair and honest in our candor. And I don't say tell me like a Frank Zappa song that's good, because there's probably one where he tried to have a pop hit or something at some point. You know what I mean? He changed musical styles, but give me like an album side.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even do that. We'll go old school.
Right.
Give me an album. Give me five cuts in a row where four of them don't suck, and I will be honest, and I will eat fucking crow right here on the show. So if you're a listener, you can email, you can send us a message, go to the front page of joelradio.net. It says contact us. You click
on that. We should up this ante.
610-552-0746. Give us the name of a Frank Zappa album and tell me what I should be listening to. Because that's a challenge.
Weasels rip my flesh.
Right, because I'm sure there's one that maybe is the one
that's the best,
know.
When there's the better Zappa album.
Right.
When they make a distinguish between...
Like maybe there's a Frank Zappa like sellout record or something that people don't really like, but that I would like or something.
There's 1,000 motels.
Right, well, there's like, you know, like in the Bruce Springsteen community, you can't...
In the
amongst Bruce tramps,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
I'd now like to enter into the official record.
Yes, that's the go ahead
to go along with from the mind of Mario Lopez.
Yeah, there you go.
In the Bruce Springsteen community.
In the Bruce Springsteen community.
Great sentence.
You can't like Born in the USA. It can't be your favorite. Oh. You can like it, but it can't be your favorite album.
What's the one?
Forget about the fact that it had 8. Top 10 singles on it. You can't like that one that much.
There are rock snobs,
right?
Who, by the way, like every Peter Gabriel record, but so.
Oh, I know, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Well, there's Springsteen guys that are only into the first two Springsteen albums.
Right.
Pre-Born to Run.
Uh-huh.
So you have to like The Wild, the Innocent, and the East.
Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
The Wild, the Innocent, the East Street Shuffle.
Yeah.
And anything other
Born to Run.
Born to Run was a big sellout.
Oh, you can't.
Everything
like
else, yeah. That, and then there's guys who cut it off. At like, there's guys who cut it off at Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Uh-huh.
And then there's guys that cut it off
at Nebraska.
The guys cut off in Nebraska. And that's a big, Nebraska is like the dividing
line.
That's
the delineating.
Yeah, that's like the DMZ there. Nobody's really, you know, people aren't, you know. Mm-hmm. Nebraska, really, people are on either edge. And then they get, and then even if you're with them, then there's guys who say, all right, we'll forgive you. And then Tunnel of Love is genius.
Right.
But then he does Human Touch and Lucky Town, and then then it's all over.
This is the same for almost every band.
Every band has that where they go, well,
except
that was
the
it.
Beatles. I think the Beatles are intact and pure.
Survive.
Right?
Well, I'm sure at the time there's people who thought like, Sgt. Pepper's was a
magical
big piece of
mystery
shit.
Tour sucks.
I think Sgt. Pepper is completely overrated, and I think hardcore Beatles fans will tell you that Sgt. Pepper is an overrated album because the songwriting isn't up to snuff with some of the other ones.
Well,
and a lot of it was in the sort of the studio effects and that. Mm-hmm. And it has A Day in the Life, and that's great. And With a Little Help of My Friends is great. And the title track is great, and everything else.
Lovely
is,
Rina.
Well, some people say they're all minor. It's minor songs.
I'm gonna argue.
So
that they're
Beatles fans.
The White Album is overrated.
Well, but then there's guys who will tell you the White Album is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
I think amongst Beatles fans nowadays, Revolver or Rubber Soul is the right answer if you ask what is the best Beatles.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what people. That's the right answer now. But it hasn't always been.
The White Album was on top
in the
for 80s.
In the 80s, it was like it was Sgt. Pepper.
Right.
In the 90s, it was probably the White Album and Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And I think there's still people that say Abbey Road, and then some people say, "Well, that's like too much. That's too much of a Paul record."
I think Abbey Road.
And they think Abbey Road's too much Paul and not enough for the other guys.
Abbey Road might be my least favorite Beatle album.
Really? Why? No. See, that's now we're gonna have a fight. They're all good.
By no way means that I don't like it.
Yeah,
I like Paul's solo stuff.
Yeah, right.
I've been listening.
You're into Ram, and I'm not really.
Oh my God, Ram's
so
great.
I've been listening
to Ram a lot.
Yeah, Ram's good, but I don't. You know, I don't love it like I love Beatles stuff. Yeah. But anyway, all right. Let's move on. Can we move on to this?
The
Colorado shooting.
I'd like to add
there's not enough coverage of the Colorado shooting in the Dark Knight. Well, can we review Dark Knight Rises maybe without talking about the shooting? How's that? Because we both saw it.
Okay.
And we're dorks, and it's right up our alley.
Sure.
And
the official statement for Joel Radio and Corey Hall and whoever might be listening in the Tri-County area or Newfoundland or
wherever you are,
Saugatuck, wherever Sherman Hemsley's vacation home was. I think Joel and I agree that shooting people is bad.
We're going to say that was...
Right?
I know.
You're like, what can you say about it?
You can't really say much, although I do think that, look, If you're in favor of like gun restriction, like this is Exhibit A, and you know what I mean. If you're like, you know, there's the problem with the gun lobby is this: the people who say, you know, we should ban guns, and here's why. This is Exhibit A. This is the best evidence that you'll ever need,
right,
that guns are bad and people shouldn't have them. And ultimately, the defense that if you're pro gun or you're an NRA guy, this is what you have to say. I don't care. That's the problem, is they have to not care about these people because it's the law.
Right.
And you do have to come down, and this is why like Supreme Court justice is like a tough job, because at some point you have to go, this is the law. You take all emotion out of it. You take all rationality out of it,
right,
and go, this is the law, and this is how the law is written. And as the law is written, guns are legal.
Right.
So you can't ban guns. And that's sort of, I think, where people are going, shouldn't we ban guns now? No, because the law, the guns will be banned when the laws change. And the laws aren't going to change unless everybody agrees to change them. That's the way the Constitution works.
The thing is, people act like the NRA is some kind of political body that is separate. No, the NRA is the gun industry.
Yeah, but it's also
right,
public citizens, private citizens, okay, who are NRA members.
But there is no anti-gun industry, because you don't make money not selling guns.
Exactly, yeah.
You make money selling guns. So there is an industry that lobbies for the right to sell guns, and it's a huge industry.
It is, and I mean...
You can't beat the money
You can't beat the money, but it's also... The law is that guns are legal.
Right.
Okay. You have to change the law to ban guns, and the law... You know, we will change the law when we decide... You know, for some dumb reason, they gave women the right to vote at some point. Because we all got to, I don't know, it doesn't make sense, but at some point,
by the way,
people went wild and said...
Your bachelor party probability is slipping. more of this goes...
People went wild and said...
To the public record.
But, I'm exaggerating, but I'm saying, at some point, people decided women deserve the right to vote. We shouldn't segregate the races. People have made these proclamations that pretty much everybody agreed upon, or at least... All of the people at the highest level agreed upon. Okay?
Well, you know what?
And
again,
people don't agree on guns in that way.
But again, there was no specific industry
that was lobbying. And there wasn't an industry against it.
There was no industry that was keeping women from... Now, the fact that we ever got prohibition in America...
Yeah, prohibition was another thing.
Kind
that
of
was
a miracle.
Yeah, it was kind of a miracle.
Because big money that got shoved up, you know...
And you know what? And you can make every logical argument for the legalization of drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that the legalization of drugs has gone from like a far left issue
to almost a moderate issue.
There's people on the far right. I mean, there's libertarians who would be considered far right who are, you know. But again, it's just we haven't all gotten together and decided that we need to ban guns or we need to legalize drugs, even though that makes sense to do these things.
I'm not sure what it's going to take. I mean, honestly,
it's
circumstance, a guy had a Heckler & Koch automatic rifle that had 100 magazine clip, or 100 round magazine. He had an assault shotgun. He had like a combat assault shotgun.
Right.
And then he had like a, I can't remember what else, the pistol. He had a Glock or an HK.
He had two Glocks. One was in his car and one was with him. So he used three guns.
What's it going to take?
But he also ordered like body armor through websites.
Right.
And all this 6,000 rounds of ammunition.
You know, call me a whiny, pissy pants, little pinko commie faggot.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, all of these things that I'm against are not out of, like, some bizarre, I hate them.
Yeah.
I just go, I'm against the Catholic Church because they allowed children to be raped.
Sure.
I'm against.
Right, well, yeah.
I mean, against guns, not because I want to hate the Catholic Church. It's that they've demonstrably been proven to do criminal things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm against guns because of the logical notion that I can't shoot you right now because I don't have a gun.
Yeah, you don't. Yes. Gun makes it.
Right.
It's a weapon to kill somebody.
And
with.
You might
it's
go,
sort of the,
that's such reductive logic. But the basic thing is,
but you couldn't
have a gun crime.
But Corey,
if no one had
you
guns.
Could hit me with your mic stand and that would kill
me
because that's heavy.
Right.
But, you know, it's
so, OK.
There's all kinds of
less
wacky
likelihood
logic you can
make, that a guy is going to kill 14 people with a brick in a movie theater.
right? Yeah, right. Occasionally, some guy will get on the Staten Island Ferry with a samurai sword. That's happened.
Right.
But come on. You know,
and you can't.
And samurai swords are banned already. So.
And you can't really swing a sword in a subway.
Yeah.
But
so.
I will say this. Also, the argument seems to be a fucking complete fallacy on the other side.
Yeah.
how many times have you heard a story about, well, there was a massacre prevented today because Henry Hornblower, licensed NRA member and
right, yeah,
card-carrying concealed yeah carry artist, pulled out his gun and shot a kid who had a rifle in a theater.
Well, you know,
never fuck. You know what I mean? They all.
Yeah, you know what that story is? I'll tell you the story of the guy who shot the guy who was about to commit a crime. A guy named George Zimmerman shot a guy.
Yeah.
For trying to prevent crime. You know what I mean? And everyone's against that.
Well,
so, I mean, you just go like, well, that's exhibit A of that's your right, and that's your citizen with the carry permit.
Right.
That's what happens when guys have those.
But that was not a kid. That was an unarmed kid.
Right. But the point of the fact of the matter is it.
Yeah.
If he had had a gun, you know what I mean? It doesn't, right, you know, the intention of the guy with the gun is all that matters. And his intention is he was fighting crime. I think that's the thing about the Zimmerman case. You can agree that he was fighting. I don't think anyone can argue against that. But it's such a ridiculous. There was no need for him to have the gun, is the point.
No.
And so, you know, he can fight crime. He can get his cell phone and chase guys around and call the cops and whatever.
Trayvon Martin was armed with Skittles. I mean,
well,
he was
but
armed.
I mean, the fact of the matter is his intention was to fight crime. And the fact that he had a gun meant that a kid got shot. Okay.
Right.
And most people think that that's wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Most people, we can all agree on that. But yet the gun law shouldn't be changed. It doesn't make sense.
That there's too much money involved in it,
yeah,
and that's why
is
the laws aren't changing.
Yeah, well, that's.
But you know what? The cigarette industry has not been completely eradicated,
yeah,
but it's been hobbled.
It's been hobbled.
And there was a time in America when we didn't think that we could get over that.
Yeah.
The money from that industry was so huge.
Yeah, but they, you know.
But they got over it eventually, right? Because people eventually looked at the data and went, oh, shit, there might be something to this.
But, yeah, and they also had to sort of have a breakthrough in. Actually having good research that wasn't, you know, that wasn't provided by the tobacco industry.
That took 100 years.
It did, yeah.
But see, guns to me is even more like,
yeah,
right? Cigarettes, they had to get science, they had to do
right,
epidemiology,
yeah,
they had to
the
go,
evidence is self-evident with guns.
Right, they had to build oncology labs and wards, and they had to find doctors that weren't on the payroll. And in this, I got a fucking Glock. I'm going to shoot a bitch.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-evident.
Yeah, that probably.
A gun is a tool to shoot things
with.
That's all it does.
I mean, I.
But on the other hand,
if a guy had a gun in the theater, maybe he shoots James, what the fuck's in the head? James Holmes in the head, and that's it. But who knows?
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Right.
I'm waiting for.
Exactly. But
right?
I mean.
And they'll go. Well,
you can make
good
that argument.
But there's, by the way, there's been shootings in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's been shootings in Texas where there's been mass shootings in Texas where they have
a guy. But there was guys who would take remember the Luby's cafeteria where the guy shot that place up? And a guy, and I think it was a citizen that, like, took him down.
Well, okay.
But he still killed, like, 12 guys. I mean, it wasn't like, you know.
All right. What I'm saying is I don't know if I have, and I don't want to get a longer case study on this.
Right.
I think we should just all agree that there should be no
but
assault
you don't
weapons.
But you don't want to go to the movie theater and have one guy start shooting and the other guy shooting back. That's bad, too.
That's not going to be
better. That's bad. I'm saying, People say, oh, what a great world it would be if we could shoot back. What would make that great? How about the guy doesn't shoot first? That's the
all
idea.
These macho dudes. And my dad, by the way, you know, still thinks he can kick some ass.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? He can barely walk.
Right, but if he had the gun, is it your dad's probably got it. Is your dad have a gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
But
they're locked
took
up.
Took that away from them.
They're locked right up. You know what I mean, though? But
sure,
like, my dad was in Vietnam. He's a military guy. And all those old guys think that they're all Wyatt Earp. They're all, you know what I mean? Yeah. They all think they're fucking
my dad never had guns.
Yeah.
I never had guns growing up. But I'm kind of proud of
but
that.
You actually hear these guys call into radio shows. Mm-hmm. Well, if they'd had a concealed weapon. I don't think I have enough. I don't think the evidence is real supportive of your argument that if we all carried guns, no one would ever get shot. I don't see
I don't want to sit in a crowded movie theater where everyone's got a gun.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound all that comfortable.
No.
I don't want to fly in a plane where 50 guys have guns. That's not good.
Right.
I don't think guns are the
You know where
answer.
People don't get shot with guns? Singapore, because they don't fucking have any.
They don't have any guns.
Right? Anyway, moving on to the movie, which, by the way, how many rounds of ammunition are discharged in Batman, The Dark Knight Rises?
I, you know, like most of the world, I saw it after the shooting, and you saw it before. So I had that in the back of my mind with, and there's so much gunfire.
I had it in my mind before the shooting. Yeah. I said, this is a pretty violent movie.
It was very violent.
And, you know, I mean.
Well, it's, I sort of would describe this as sort of the Clockwork Orange of, like, superhero movies. It's just really weird, and it's, like, really violent, and the good guys are. And, like, the violence isn't, like, stylized, even. It's just very raw, and it's, you know, it's sort of, it's not like, these aren't, like, diehard criminals. These are, like...
They're insane.
Yeah, they're, like, just crazy people, and there's no logic applied to anything.
No.
It's just, it's very sort of, like, nihilistic.
It really is. I think, obviously, with the last one, people, a lot of people thought it had a kind of 70s feel to it, a real kind of,
It was sort of an urban crime drama grit to it.
Geez, even like the criminals in Taking a Pelham 1-2-3 were logical. You're right. These are just crazy psychotic.
They're just like, mean, like bad
fucks.
People
right.
that want to do harm. Right. Like,
and the last one, Heath Ledger was so amazing in it.
Right.
And his performance was so great that it shielded that movie from a lot of, I think, criticism.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That you could have had over it.
Yeah.
Because believe me, The Dark Knight had as many plot holes as The Dark Knight Rises.
Sure.
There were all kinds of things that made no fucking sense in it, but we were all mesmerized by Ledger.
Well, that's like the way it is. And I mean, you have to, you know, like I was telling you, I think before the show, I was saying, you know, like you gave me this article about the 11 plot holes in Dark Knight Rises. And I'm like, says the guy, you know, and you're like, look at all this. And I'm like, you're wearing a Hulk t-shirt. At some point you have to, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
you have to suspend disbelief at some point.
I'll tell you what. There were plenty of plot holes and loopholes in the Avengers.
There were
lots of things that didn't make sense in the Avengers.
Yeah.
But the Avengers wasn't taking itself seriously.
It wasn't. And that's the difference
and
between
that is the difference. Okay, this movie and Prometheus are airless, humorless,
well,
right?
I like Prometheus, and I like Dark Knight enough to recommend it. I like Dark Knight Rises enough to recommend it, but again, it's not
much like Frank Zappa.
I'll compare it. I'll compare with Avengers in the same way you will, but I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Well, what I'm saying is that Prometheus and this took themselves deadly seriously.
Yeah,
that then leaves you less room to get things wrong.
I guess.
And I think why I hated Prometheus so much is that a lot of people who liked Prometheus were caught up in the visuals of it because it was gorgeous to look at.
Yeah, it was,
and it was gorgeous to look at. But I sat there halfway through it and went, this plot makes no sense.
Well,
and with Dark Knight Rises, I kind of felt the same way, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt it was empty at a certain point.
Dark Knight Rises tries to, like, make it seem like it's set in the real world, and then 3,000 police officers run underground for some reason.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would recommend it. Look, if you like the other, I mean, here's my biggest problem with it was Bane is wearing this mask the whole time, and it's Tom Hardy, who's a real good actor. And it's sort of it was kind of wasted. He was kind of wasted in the movie.
You don't see Tom Hardy.
He could have just been a stunt guy with a fucking mask
on. There's a flashback where you see him for a second.
You see his face for 1 second in a flashback. But we're doing a spoiler version of this. But who cares?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
I'm not
going to
spoil
edition.
The other stuff because who cares? But but you know, I mean, like it seemed like the villain wasn't. You know, it's like how Bond movies are. The better villain makes the better Bond movie. I think that's sort of the case with Batman.
It's the case in everything.
Yeah. So I think that Bane, while physically imposing and impressive in that way, it didn't work in the same way that the Joker was. You weren't fascinated by him. He was just a big, dumb guy, sort of. A big, dumb, strong guy. How will Batman fix
him?
Well,
I think Bane was kind of a bad choice to begin with, because even the comic book fans don't like him all that much.
Well, yeah, because he's a recent addition.
90s.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's still 20 years ago, but...
Yeah.
He's not like, you know, the Riddler's been around since...
It's not a classic Bob Kane villain.
Right. Yet. Riddler's been around since 1944 or something.
Well,
you know.
I don't know. Whatever. Chris Nolan makes great movies. I think he made this movie probably better than anyone else could, but...
I'm a little, frankly, relieved to be done with his Batman.
Whatever.
He could go make Inception.
Yeah, I mean...
I liked Inception a lot.
The Prestige was awesome. That might be the best movie he ever made.
I think the Batman stuff was a little too heady for him.
Yeah, Batman's... I mean, look, I like this, and it's too fucking long. That's the other thing with it. I mean, I literally think I saw it on a Monday afternoon with probably 100 people. I might have been the only person that didn't get up to pee during it.
It's long.
It was just so long, and it's like, well, you know.
A certain local rock and roll radio morning DJ must have got up to pee five times during the screening of The Dark Knight Rises.
Is his prostate the size of a grapefruit?
I believe it's the size of a Fiero Pan Alexander the Grape.
Oh,
it's that small.
Oh, it's small. I thought it was enlarged.
Oh, is that? Oh, you know, you're right. They're enlarged.
I think enlarged means you pee more.
His prostate then is obviously the size.
Unless they removed it or something.
It's the size of a nectarine at this point. If it's.
I think if they remove your prostate, you just wear a diaper at that point, and then you don't have to get up.
It's a biggin. Anyway, he must have peed like five times.
Yeah, a lot of people were getting up to pee. Even my girlfriend got up to pee.
Decrepit, overpaid morning radio disc jockey. Got up and left five times.
I mean, I think we almost agree on the movie, and yet I'm sort of giving it a thumbs up, and you're giving it a thumbs
down. I think most people I've talked to liked it a little better than I did.
Yeah.
But
you didn't like the previous Dark Knight as much as everyone did.
I didn't. I had a
Liked Batman Begins. And
I did like Batman Begins, although I bet if I watch that again, I'll have problems with it. I think the difference in why I gave Avengers slack, and believe me, Avengers is not a perfect movie. It's too long, too.
I liked Dark Knight. I thought Dark Knight Rises to me is a better movie than Avengers. It's better made. It's better cinema. There's better acting. The effects are better. All that stuff is better. But yet Avengers is a little more fun and more of an audience-pleasing popcorn
that movie,
thrill ride movie.
That movie was too long in itself by 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there don't act like, but again, Avengers achieved what it
was. Yeah, I agree. Avengers,
its goals were weren't
Avengers,
as lofty.
The bar was lower and it jumped over it and Dark Knight,
was
you know.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, hit its head on
I
it.
I like to have fun at the, you know, I know I'm a film critic and people go, but shouldn't you? No. Because Dark Knight Rises, here's the difference. Some people, some fanboys, will never see a movie more profound than Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I can't even begin to explain. I'm on a level of film watching.
Yeah, well.
And not to be like Johnny, you know, not to be like I'm the greatest thing in the world, but I've been doing this professionally for a decade. I have seen more films and more kinds of films than almost any, you know, anyone who isn't in the business.
All right.
And so, to me, this is not a Bergman film, right?
No, but
you know what I mean. This is not Truffaut.
No, it's
but the pretensions of Christopher Nolan to make it that level.
Yeah, but
it's never going to compete.
But there also are fans who respect that a guy takes it seriously for whatever tone he applies to it, because the tone of The Dark Knight as it was really established in these comic books,
right?
And sort of he carried that over because he fit that. What they were going for.
You know why fanboys busted their nut on Avengers? Because it got it in the middle. You know, Green Lantern was too stupid.
Yeah.
And then Green Lantern just didn't get the tone right. Avengers got the tone right.
But even like
and it wasn't too heavy. And it wasn't too stupid.
And then Watchmen was sort of like
heavy.
It was, but like the comic book guys love that, and then the mainstream kind of went like,
didn't like it.
What is this garbage? What is this?
Because Watchmen,
self important shit.
Watchmen was about other comic books,
yeah,
and that's why I don't think it was ever going to be a good movie.
Yeah,
it was about.
I thought Watchmen was a good movie, but
it's not commercial
blockbuster. It's not a popcorn movie. It's not commercial. Not a fun movie. Yeah,
it was a referendum on the whole form of literature of superhero fiction, and that's something the average guy who goes to the theater to get shot up by a lunatic.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
They
could really have some security in the theaters.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, I worked in movie theaters all through high school and college, and there really isn't ever a guy like at the back door. I mean, never.
Right.
And that was a thing. You know, obviously we were all kids and let people in the back door and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. You know, the back door of the movie theater. And we were all kids and let someone in the back door.
Previous administrations let Joel in the back door.
So I'm in L.A. and I meet Sherman Hemsley and I'm a young impression. Anyway, I want to be on TV, George. Mr. Jefferson. Hi, my name's Joel. I'm from Detroit.
I guess if I was a talented mimic, I'd do Sherman
Hemsley. I'm a sophomore in high school.
Is that so, son? I can't even do a George.
Give me a Joel.
I can't even.
I'm gonna fuck your ass.
I can't even. I can't even do a George Jefferson impression.
But anyway, you know, but there's no security. High school movie theaters are run by high school kids, in the most part. And you know, you're really sitting in a dark room, completely prone, with, you know, loud shit going on around you. You have no idea, you know, what time of day it is. It's completely disorienting.
The margin has gotten smaller in the movie theater business.
Oh, yeah.
They've tightened the margins, so there's not even projectionists anymore.
Yeah, there's very, yeah, it's a very automated type
deal. Almost all movie theaters are understaffed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So if there is a problem with the movie, it's jacked up, and it takes a while to fix it.
Yeah, there's nobody.
One guy will run a whole, you know, 10 movies in a row.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We had a 16-screen theater. Now, this was back when they were projecting film, which is almost, like in Detroit anyway, we almost have very few theaters that project film still. But we had a guy who was good enough to run 16 projectors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not everyone could do that, and if it was, you know, most nights we'd have two guys. We had a guy who could run 16.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was the man, and you know,
that's pretty impressive.
That was impressive back in the days of film, because it takes, you know, they would say, well, it's 5 minutes to thread the movies, and the movies are this long. It's a whole, there's a whole mathematical thing in that. But yeah, basically, when you're sitting in a movie theater, just know that nobody's watching what's going on in your movie. If somebody wants to stab you, they're just going to go ahead and do it, and there's really nothing that's going to stop them. You know, it's very much the honor system. You pay your ticket, and you take your chances.
Well,
and that's what happened in
Aurora.
You
know, maybe if we took our chances on being a society and didn't have assault rifles.
But here's the argument, though, against them, and I feel like they should sue the pants off this movie theater company, because, first of all, it's the midnight debut of Dark Knight Rises, the biggest movie of the summer.
There's no additional security.
No additional security, no police, no nothing like that. You're letting guys in, and I don't know what, we're not sure exactly what this guy wore, but guys are dressed up in all kind of masks and outfits. This guy,
that
his hair was
that ought to be stopped.
You get rid of that right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me tell you about your, let me stop. Wait. Your Comic-Con can go fucking suck my fucking
cosplay
dick.
Cosplay can
get
fuck
rid
off.
Of all that. That's all bullshit. Do you see what happens? This guy was a cosplayer, essentially. And look at what it, you know, I'm not like, I know you're not, you know, I know when you dress up as Cammy from Street Fighter, you're not really out to beat people up. But you know what? There is something sinister about it.
I'd like to
there
see.
There is something sinister.
Who's dressing up as Cammy?
Well, whatever. I've got some stuff on the hard drive.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still, no, that's not an administration thing. It's a,
no.
Yeah, there was no age of that.
I don't think any of those girls could
fit
that costume.
There was no age of Cammy, no. There's some.
I don't think any of those girls could fit in that outfit.
No, there's some. I don't want to get into this.
I think a couple of them could have been an E. Honda cosplay.
There's a few Blancas, but, you know, not aside from that. But listen.
Yeah, I dated a girl who looked like Voldo from Soul Blade, Soul Calibur.
Right. So this... So me and this girl are doing a Kirby cosplay, and all right.
I dated Scorpion. From
did
Mortal
you really?
What was the guy with four arms?
I docked. My girlfriend would dress up as Dr. Robotnik from Sonic. The big mustache, glasses. All right.
Oh, we're going.
What's left here? So anyway, we think that the killing was bad. We were guns bad.
Well,
Dark Knight.
It's just so stupid.
It's so
you
stupid,
can't
yeah.
even speak on it.
Yeah, it's
why
so
people think they need assault because they're like, well, what happens if the government comes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? As soon as they legalize Apache helicopters,
right,
and M1 well, Abrams tanks for you to
but
own.
But first of all, okay. Let's say the government decided to come last Thursday. Here's who would have protected you. James Holmes. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, he would have been on the front line. That guy was armed to the teeth. But you know what? Also, they're saying, you know, he wrote a letter to some psychiatrist about how he was going to shoot people up. And it was, like, found and, like, it was unopened.
Mm.
So, like, you know, the guy kind of put a cry for help
well,
out
the,
there.
That's the other part of this.
Yeah, that's maybe
mental help.
Yeah, mental
the guy
help.
Who shot up Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech guy.
I've said before, if we had specialized teams of blowjob technicians.
Well, the guy was on Adult Friend Finder.
Right, but the girls weren't going for it.
Well,
right?
Apparently he also, according to, I think it was TMZ, they said that he was on some, like, hooker message board, and they found three hookers that they think he banged, according to his posts. And one girl said he was perfectly normal. The other two kind of didn't recognize him or whatever
because they're hookers.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I banked so many guys, Harvey. I can't remember.
This dick. I don't. No.
Don't remember that.
Did it have a hook?
But
apparently he's dating Rhoda's mom. The hookers are Rhoda's mom.
Right.
Nancy Walker.
Right. The hookers were extras on Barney Miller. And there was,
those Barney Miller hookers were the best, weren't they? Let me tell you something, Fish. My bunions are killing me.
All right. So anyway, the guy was getting hookers. So you're as much as I'm for your team of random blowjob, you know.
What we do is we get Palomar and her friends.
I agree with that.
And we get a bus full of party sluts.
I'm for.
And we determine which guy. We do a map. Much like the sexual abuse registry.
Yeah.
We go, what is the least fuckable nerd in this community?
Right. I agree with that.
Niels, we need a German party bus.
There are neighborhoods and places that are underblown. I will agree with you in that. I will sit here and say right. that, yes, there are. We need to do a Google Map overlay where yeah. this show. We're
right. Well, I mean,
sexually depressed areas.
You'd think the Virginia Tech amazes me because on a college campus,
yeah.
You'd think it'd be easier to determine.
But you know what
determine.
The problem with college campuses is? There's still a hierarchy. There's still yes. sort of a caste system. There is cliques and there's right. that kind of things. And I think that because now you go, you know.
We need an in her prime naughty. Right? Who lived under the motto before her organs failed. And she bloated up. We need an in prime Nadia who yeah. believed in the mantra, parts is parts. And we need to.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Roving blowjob artists, go out there.
There it is.
Suck it all off.
That's it. We need people. Well, the other thing was.
Well, what they should this special police cocksucking
yeah,
unit.
Yeah.
We'll have to come up with a.
Should they dress as like the Dark Knight and Robin? And
CSI is already taken.
Okay,
but you know, it'd be
BJI.
BJI. Special blowjobs.
Special blowjobs.
SBJI.
SBJU.
Yeah. The SBJU.
The SBJU unit.
You know what? I'm pitching this show.
Yeah, let's
Fuck
do it.
It. All right. It's probably already been made.
Let's start staffing this. If you want to send your resume, right. send it to email at coreyandjoelradio.com.
610-552-0746.
Send pics. Whatever it is. Yes.
We will review.
You know,
this is.
You know what? We don't even need pics. Just tell us your. We can darken the room. It's fine.
Send us a video. We'll take video links.
Now, you know, it's just.
Put it up on Vimeo.
Well, somebody
we'll
said,
be
you know,
right over there.
Because if you've seen these movies, because I saw there's documentaries about this where they have, like, you know, the urban superhero, the real life
yes.
superhero. And somebody says, well, this was just a real life supervillain.
Oh.
And they're saying, what's the difference?
Well, is that because the real life superhero is walking around with a can of Raid.
Yeah, well, those guys are.
Phoenix Jones would have got
jacked
up. Did
you ever see that documentary that's like, I think it was just called Superheroes?
I know all about
that. It was on HBO's documentary series last summer. And it was pretty good. It's worth watching, I think, because it just...
You know, there's a...
You see the complete whack job.
Which stupid town up north is it? There's like a Petoskey Batman.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's a guy that dresses up as Batman and patrols Petoskey, which is a tiny...
Well, that's nothing to that.
I know.
It's I could do fucking that. I mean...
It's like three roofs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well... Well, I am the Thor of Ferndale. That's just that's what I'll be. I'll be that guy. That's what I want to be.
Well, you know, they do say though that you know the superhero wouldn't exist without the villain,
right?
So maybe this is
That's a real life villain. Yeah,
maybe this will inspire somebody to actually be Batman. But the problem with Batman is he's a billionaire that gets his kicks fighting crime.
Yeah,
I don't see Mitt Romney strapping on a suit of armor at any point in time.
Yeah, right? Trump.
Yeah. Oh,
Cuban, yeah.
Here, hold on. I have to go on patrol.
Yeah, you know.
Stop crime on the streets of Gotham.
You're saying Sergey Brin and Larry Page aren't
right,
putting
right,
on
right.
those two guys would get their
well,
ass kicked.
Well, I know that fucking Fruit Loop from Facebook's not out there. You're the shittiest superhero of all.
I'm Super Zuckerberg. Super
halt,
Hoodie.
Halt, evildoer. I will... Desist in your action. Mark Zuckerberg.
That's it.
Sound sort of like this.
That's right. I'm Mark
he's
Zuckerberg.
Kind of, well, actually, he sounds like this robot.
He sort of is, yes. That's right.
Oh,
that's it.
So the movie.
Or I will not friend you. I will send you a cease and desist.
I'm going to have to poke you now, sir, if you continue this action.
If you do not stop, I will send you Farmville requests. for the next 5 years every day.
I believe that I will bury you in Mafia Wars invites. And...
You will be invited to an open mic. Yeah. Three times a day, every day.
Just call himself Zynga.
All right. I think we got to wrap
kill
this show up.
Kill you with Pinterest.
You saw The Watch. Is that any good?
The Watch, by soon? The way, they pushed The Watch back and they changed
because
the title.
Because of George Zimmerman,
because
yeah.
of George Zimmerman. It was called Neighborhood Watch and they yeah. pushed it back. They could have pushed it back further.
Keep pushing it.
It does actually kind of hit the themes.
Does it?
And I believe that the gun rights lobby will have a compelling point.
Really?
What if aliens attack us? Yeah. We're going to need us rifles.
Right.
But apparently not based on the aliens that are attacking Hollywood now, because these are the faggotiest aliens.
The movie
aliens.
Seems like Attack the Block a little bit.
It's yes, except...
Did they kind of rip it
Attack
off?
Attack the Block's good.
Yeah, okay, that's going to say...
Did they
rip off Attack the Block?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Remember when the alien invasion, like War of the Worlds, like we yeah. were good and fun. The aliens showed up. Day of the Earth Stood Still, we were fucked. They yeah. were. They had better weapons yeah. than us, and we couldn't even... We right. were screwed, right?
Yes.
Now it's like, me and my mates, we had a cricket bat, and we fucked them up good, right? It's you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
we had some...
Alien invasions are now being stopped by teenage street gangs.
There is.
They're even being stopped by middle school kids in Ohio.
If you watch Falling Skies, a history professor is leading the
yeah.
charge against the aliens. That's actually kind of a good show, but...
Right.
Anyway. All right, let's get out of here. I want to thank Corey for joining me today here on Joel Radio. Thank you, Corey.
Yes.
Read him in the Metro Times at MetroTimes.com. You can read his movie reviews. And
all right. Kind of I'm off to find a Chick-fil-A.
Corey will be at his back. I don't even know that I'll be back because, you wanted to do this real quick. The Gathering is in 2 weeks, so I don't know if there'll be a show between now and then. But the Gathering of the Juggalos this year. You wanted the comedy lineup. Let me hit you with the comedy
lineup.
Okay,
good.
All right, let's start. You want to start big or start small?
Small. We'll build up to the top.
Start small. Jamie Kennedy will be there.
Oh, that's like the only place he can play.
Jamie Kennedy.
He's been booed out of
yeah,
all
the
shows.
Yeah, he kind of was hot for a minute. Not anymore, so he's at the Gathering. And Ralphie May. I know without...
Well, that's not
small.
That's not small in literal terms.
I think in terms of names, Ralphie May, who actually is... In a contemporary sense, successful.
Oh, sure.
So I guess that's good. Now, this guy, I haven't seen his movies, but people seem to like, and I guess he's got a new one out, but Bobcat Goldthwait is going to be performing. And I guess his movies are good. Do you see these Bobcat movies?
I've not seen the most recent
World's
one.
Greatest Dad and something American, Real American.
The new one, the premise of the new one, by the way, is that a guy goes out and like, shoots the equivalent of Miley Cyrus because she sucks so bad.
Right, yeah.
He's like a vigilante that's
right,
killing...
Yeah, somebody told me to watch that.
It's called God Bless America.
God Bless America, yeah. So Bobcat is making these movies that people seem to like, but...
They're really
I don't know what he does,
shit.
Yeah.
He had another one about a dog sex act that... I mean, really
I don't know what he's up
bizarre,
to.
Yeah.
So Bobcat will be there. I mean, I remember it was Bobcat from, like, Police Academy, but that was a fucking long time ago. But see, Bobcat went through, like, a hipster... Renaissance.
Revival.
Yeah, and so he sort of was hanging out with Kurt Cobain for a while, and I don't know. I don't know where he exists now in show business. I think he's more of like an underground sort of, you know.
You know, it's funny.
Like, I think he's a hero to a certain class of, like, comedy fans. Which I don't know if that's Juggalos, but he'll be there.
I think, you
and
know.
And I got one more big. Do you want the final name? Or do you
one
want
more thought
final?
On Bobcat.
Yeah, go ahead.
I remember he and Sam Kinison used to feud.
Yeah, okay.
And they feuded on Stern.
Yeah.
And they had like Sam Kinison week a while ago on Stern. And I heard all this. And I think I'm on Bobcat's side now.
Oh, yeah? What was Bobcat's point?
At the time, I would have been all, you know, Sam was beating him up for doing shitty movies.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But then this is before Sam did the Jessica Hahn video.
And the Fox show.
He was well on his way to that by the end of his life.
Yeah.
And I think if Sam had lived another 5 years, he would have been in the shittiest movies.
Sam would have been a has-been.
Right.
Just as much as Dice was or any of these
Now,
guys.
Bobcat was on the crest of his career, and then but he did that stupid talking horse movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Sam had a point about that. But I think his whole holier-than-thou, I'm an artist, man.
Right. He was making wild things.
Kind of a little bit false, and he was probably on a trajectory.
Yeah.
He was in Back to School, which, you know, as we all know.
Yeah, Back to School.
People say it's Akira Kurosawa's The Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the top 100.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
It's Rules of the Game by Jean Renault. Yeah. and then back to the school.
Well, I mean, Sam was great. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, Bobcat, you're thinking is...
Well, I'm just thinking, I think he was a little hard on Bobcat, who now I think would be an interesting comic to see.
Okay.
Because I think I've heard some of his stuff for the last 10 years.
I don't know
so.
What he does. He doesn't talk in that wacky voice anymore. Right?
No, he'll do a little bit of it, yeah. But it's not like the shtick that he does.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So. And then the other name, which I'm kind of excited for this, but Cheech and Chong are at the gathering.
Wow. So
I get to work with Cheech and Chong in 2 weeks. How cool is that?
You know, that's honestly a pretty...
That's pretty cool, yeah. I mean,
I thought you were going to be like the unknown comic. I thought it
Murray Langston.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be
coming.
Bruce Baby Man Baum. I thought it was going to be a real lineup of Jeff Altman with Pink Lady. That's a booking.
Judy Tenuta live at the gathering. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was not...
George Wallace, who, oddly enough, has the same name as the old dead racist senator or governor. You should, you know what? That's a...
That's quality.
You should book that.
Well, we had Jimmy J.J. Walker last year. Yeah. You're saying this is a step up from that?
It's usually what happens is that Joe picks guys that were famous when he was a kid.
Yeah. Well, Bobcat and Cheech and Chong sort of have that, but they're both sort of had a comeback that is...
I don't know about Cheech and Chong. That's a total novelty act.
But they sort of reunited like a year ago and did a big tour and stuff, and... I mean,
that's going to be a mess.
I don't know what the Cheech and Chong...
Those kids are not going to fuck.
Because I don't think Cheech and Chong is kind of a guitar act, isn't it?
Well, they do like skits.
Yeah, but see, I remember Cheech and Chong being the movies, but I'm too young to remember like Cheech and Chong, the like nightclub act and those albums and stuff. You having allergies or something?
I'm a little itchy. The comedy album phenomenon.
Yeah,
is
but
gone.
They were big from that, and
but
I,
guys
I
used
don't
to
know
do albums of like sketches.
Right, but I mean, is that what a Cheech and Chong show in 2012 is going to be?
Hey, Dave's not here, man.
Well, that's fine. That was
that
from
show.
One of the movies, but you know
that was on their album.
It was on their album too, but it was I don't know. I don't know what Cheech and Chong are going to do. I don't know how they're going to do it there.
I think Cheech and Chong are going to get the most weed ever produced. right? I mean, don't take them on the drug bridge.
I don't know what's going to happen with them. I
don't know what the kids are going to do.
I took Brian Posehn on the drug bridge.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I think the kids are going to lose their shit. I don't know what they're going to do for Cheech and Chong.
I don't know what's going to happen with Cheech and Chong. But anyway, I'll be there with Cheech and Chong.
Well, if anyone gets a bottle thrown at them or peed on or any of the shenanigans that happens at the usual gathering of the Juggalos, please report it back to us, and we'll hear.
You'll hear everything. I'll
Cheech
tell you
and Chong
all the stories.
Pass out and fuck a goat or whatever they might do.
I don't know.
Gathering.
I get the feeling that Cheech is not a wild man anymore. I don't know why.
But
I
Chong
feel that.
Might still be.
I feel like Chong probably is still a wasteoid, but Cheech, I get the feeling might be living well now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cheech might have too much money.
Cheech
to be
was like on Celebrity Jeopardy and did pretty well.
I think Cheech plays in like golf outings and stuff. I mean, I don't know that he's.
Well, you guys should book Alice Cooper. That's what you have to
do. Well, you know, he's not showing up.
His quote's probably too high.
I don't know. I feel like this year the gathering is sort of not booked like crazy big acts. I think they sort of like the Ghetto Boys.
Lost
is the
some
big,
money on it?
Well, the Ghetto Boys is like the big rap act. And I don't know. ICP's launching an album, and that's kind of what this gathering is about more than anything. Even the wrestling isn't that.
Is there another Joker card to be
there
unveiled?
Is the new. The Mighty Death Pop is the next Joker
is
card.
There,
so that's. That's dropping at the gathering, so you can come to the... Anyway.
All right, I better not.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for everyone for listening, and I'll have a full report on the gathering probably on the next show, so you guys can look forward to that, or...
Iguana, that's your safety word for today.
Iguana, okay, so
iguana.
If you made it to the end...
610-552-0746.
Just say iguana, and that'll be it. So
and Martin, collect your coney from Bay City.
Oh, yeah, Martin, come on down. You're the next contestant.
Shit, I might even throw in a loose burger.
Hey, Martin, go to Coney Island and send Corey the bill. That's as far as it goes. That's where our hospitality extends.
Come on now. All right. And please, if you have a Frank Zappa record that we can listen to.
Oh, yeah. The Frank Zappa challenge is on.
We should really have a prize for this, too.
And we can expand this to other artists. You know, tell us.
Next time, Rush.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, tell us there's something good that we think sucks. So, good night, everybody. We'll catch you next time on Joel Radio. See ya. Don't shoot anyone up. It's the rule. If you shoot somebody up, you can't listen.
Unless it's Harry.
You can shoot.